Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Wednesday, August 14th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, as kids are prepping to head back to school, Bensalem police are reminding parents to monitor their children's social media activity. So they've actually compiled a list of 15 apps that parents should know about. Here's the list. Meet Me, Grindr, Scout, WhatsApp, TikTok, Badoo, Bumble, Snapchat, Kick, Live.me, Holla, Whisper, Ask.fm, Calculator, and Hot or Not. So these are the 15 apps that Bensalem police are saying that you should watch out for. A lot of them can hide pictures. There's hidden messaging. One of them actually will can post where you're located at every moment. So a lot of them you should look out for. Police say apps like Kick, Whisper, and Scout are red flags for minors to have on their phones, and the app Calculator acts like its name. But it can hide photos, phone numbers, and other things minors don't want their parents to see.
So a lot of these have extra messaging capability?
Yeah, exactly.
I know I'm on a Hot or Not all the time, and that's how I communicate with relatives.
I guess the WhatsApp is because it's messaging and it's in an app. It's not where parents would normally go and, I guess, look through the text.
Well, they were saying that there's a fair amount of criminal activity on WhatsApp. I guess apparently that messaging thing is easy to use. Yeah. And so... don't ask me why, but they're using a regular app.
I've used WhatsApp.
It's great for international chatting.
Yeah, why? Because it's free and then you don't have to get like the package through your texting?
Yeah, so I have a friend who's currently living in Colombia, and the way that we can communicate with her is via WhatsApp. And as long as she's on Wi-Fi in Colombia, there's no extra charges sending her a text or receiving them from her.
The one caveat is that you occasionally have to accept European D-picks.
Occasionally, yes.
We're dealing with a lot of criminal investigations where we see a lot of these apps pop up, said Lieutenant Jim Donnelly. Maybe go into your kid's cell phone, talk to them about the dangers of it, see who they're talking to and who their friends are, Donnelly added. You can put a password on so that your kids can't buy apps on their devices unless you approve it. So if you enact that, you can help with the situation. The Dominican Republic resort where a Wilmington woman says she was beaten earlier this year is closing its doors for the next 3 months, blaming bad publicity. Tammy Lawrence Daly first shared her story in May. She said during a visit to the majestic Elegance Punta Cana Resort in January, she was attacked and beaten. Lawyers for Lawrence Daly said that she was so severely beaten that her friends and family didn't even recognize her after she was found. Her wounds were so severe that she spent 5 days in the hospital and needed surgery. The resort is closing from August 15th to November 7th because of low occupancy. Hmm. In addition to Lawrence Daly's story, there have been 10 U.S. tourists that have died in the Dominican at various resorts.
So are they putting up signs that say we're closing for because of a severe beating that happened? we'll be back.
Yeah. I seek justice.
Pardon our blood.
Yeah.
We need to clean up. Yeah. I seek justice. I don't necessarily want to shut a resort down, but I do seek some sort of justice or retribution for what I've gone through, Lawrence Daly told 6ABC. She filed a $3 million lawsuit against the hotel. The hotel has previously casted doubt on her story. Wahlburgers, the burger chain located in Northern Liberty section of the city, will be closing for good. Our franchise partner has closed the Wahlburgers Philadelphia restaurant. While we will miss serving each and every one of our guests in the Philadelphia area, we look forward to welcoming Wahlburgers fans to any of our 32 locations across the United States, UK, and Canada, the company said in a statement.
You ever been?
No.
No, me neither. I thought having it there was comforting.
Yes.
I know, yeah.
Now, when are they closing?
So they're closed. So
what?
Last week, this
is what you do to us?
Here's the deal.
After all our years of loyalty?
I've never been there either. However, Bobby's Burger Palace, I love their burgers. Have you ever been there yet?
No.
Oh. That's the Bobby Flay place.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
hopefully that won't close.
Yeah, what are you trying to do?
No.
But can they say this over there?
No.
They can't.
No,
that's only
not
Wahlburg.
I think it's trademarked, yeah.
Last week, the business cited a plumbing problem and vowed to reopen, but now says that they are closing that location after just 3 years. Wahlburgers opened on North 2nd Street in the heart of Northern Liberties back in 2016. The company is founded by executive chef Paul Wahlberg and his brothers Mark and Donnie.
Mm.
In sports this morning...
Yeah!
all sex are young.
JT Realmuto hit a home run and drove in a tie-breaking run with an RBI double in the seventh inning to lead the Phillies to a 4-2 win over the Chicago Cubs last night at the ballpark. Jason Vargas allowed 2 runs and 5 hits in 6 innings, and Hector Neris finished for his 21st save in 25 tries. The Phils will have a familiar face in the dugout tonight when a new hitting coach, Charlie Manuel, arrives.
Nice. Nice.
The franchise icon was hired to replace John Malley as hitting coach earlier in the day yesterday. The series continues tonight as former Phillies ace Cole Hamels will get the start at Citizens Bank Park since his first start since he left the team.
I'm your fan.
The team's current ace, Aaron Nola, will get the start for the Phillies. Game time is at 7:05. Nick Foles is unlikely to play tomorrow night when his current team faces his former team. Foles, the Super Bowl MVP for the Eagles in 2017, signed a 4-year, $88 million contract with the Jaguars. In March, the Eagles face them in Jacksonville at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Jaguars coach Doug Marrone didn't entirely rule out Foles, but did say that he didn't want to play Foles unless the Jags' offensive line is healthy, and he also said the rest of the starters probably won't play. Foles didn't play in the preseason opener against the Ravens, so it appears he'll make his debut on August 22nd in a game against the Dolphins in Miami. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Welcome. We do have Wednesday morning stuff in store for today. We'll go live on Fox Good Day this morning, and we also have a secret text word. We have a chance for you to win a 4-pack of 4-packs from Metro by T-Mobile. This is our Word of the Week prize not that long ago, so now an even easier way to win that with a secret text word.
Oh, yeah.
So text word secret to 39333. Send a word back to you. Later on, we'll ask you to call in with that word, and the designated caller will win a 4-pack of general admission tickets to the Philadelphia Zoo, Adventure Aquarium, Clementon Park and Splash World, and the Santana concert on August 24th. That is at BB&T Pavilion. So try that. Why not, man? A couple different ways to win. So we'll also grab a random text or 2 different ways to do this. A text word secret to 39333. And at some point during today's program, this is for an event tonight. Pretty damn cool at the Kimmel Center. We had to kind of keep it on the QT until now, but we'll have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets. This is hosted by Kathy and Marissa. It's a Q&A with Tina Fey.
Wow. I love this.
This very evening, yeah.
Because of Mean Girls, right?
Yeah. So, Kathy, you guys are going to host this tonight?
Yeah, so we're the hosts of the show. We're not actually doing the Q&A with Tina, but okay. She'll be there.
You'll be parking cars.
We'll be parking her car. I think Marissa's shining her shoes, so
right.
That'll be cool. Yeah.
Miss Faye, your Earl Grey's ready.
Right, exactly. So Marissa and I are hosting it, and apparently it you can come out to it. It's going to be pretty cool. She'll be there. It's from 5 to 7 tonight, and it's a showing of the movie. The stage show goes on sale, and I think you'll have an option there to be first to purchase the tickets.
That's okay. Great. That's great. Right.
So listen up for your chance to win those tickets. So it'll be 5 o'clock at the Kimmel Center.
Invite her out to the Belly Flop Challenge.
Yeah, she may be a judge.
Yeah, I'll ask her.
She'd want to do that.
By the way, that is tomorrow. Thanks for mentioning that, Steve. And only isolated thunderstorms expected. That means one could pop up here and there. There's nothing heavy, nothing steady. So we should be pretty solid.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Tomorrow's event. And I'm in the mood for margarita, so let's get one together. The doors open at 5, and it's free, so you have to be at least 21, and we'll try to get things started around 6 o'clock. And by the way, the top 3 in each division gets a case of Maniunk Brewing Company's Belly Flop Cucumber Melon Ghost. It says Ghost Ale. Is that a beer term? Yeah, I'm not familiar. Goze. Okay.
Gozar the Gozarian.
Yes, Gozar the Gozarian from Ghostbusters. Goze Ale. I'm not familiar with that.
It lives in a refrigerator.
They're calling it the ultimate belly flop beer, so I'll just trust them on that.
Of course.
And every contestant gets an overnight stay for $2 and $100 dining credit from Valley Forge Casino Resort. And we, all of us, just get to have a good time.
So yes.
That's all there is to it. And men and women flopping together should be pretty awesome.
An entire category of women floppers. We've never had that.
Never had it happen. So that's tomorrow. Make sure you join us. Let's take a break. Come back in a second, and we'll dive into the entertainment report, stupid question giveaways. All that stuff is coming up next. We'll return in a moment.
Listen to all the WMMR podcasts as well as a live stream on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa, open MMR.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals.
Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, today's stupid question, we're going to give away a pair of passes for Keystone Comic Con. And by the way, Tom Holland's going to be there.
Yeah.
On the 25th of August. It's going on 23rd through the 25th. My question for you this morning, what line does Toucan say after follow your nose? 215-263-WMMR. What line does Toucan Sam say after follow your nose? 215-263-WMMR. Call right now. Today is August 14th. I'll go through some birthdays to kill some time while we're waiting for you to call in. Actress Brianna Hildebrand is 23, and she played Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Oh, yeah.
From the Deadpool movie.
I think she's great.
Yeah.
And she looked, I liked her look in the original Deadpool, and she became a little bit more done up in the second one. And I love at the end when she's tinkering with the time travel device, she just goes, "What have I done?"
Yeah.
When she hands her the thing, it's just great.
She's hilarious.
Yeah.
In that role. So 23rd birthday for her today. Mila Kunis.
Yes.
Is 36 years old today. Got her start in That 70s Show, of course.
Speaks fluent Russian.
Yeah, she is wonderful. I just recently watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and that's where I think she kind of really blossomed.
For me
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Because she was super young when she started on That 70s Show. I think she was 15, 14.
Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Oz the Great and Powerful, Black Swan, and of course, Ashton Kutcher and her.
Yes.
Going strong.
Power couple.
36 today. Halle Berry has her birthday today. Halle, yeah, she's got her own favorite stalker,
who's yeah.
huge fan.
Love her!
Uh-huh.
Very and, accomplished.
Yes, she is very accomplished.
Oscar winner, Preston.
What did she win the Oscar for, do you
Monsters
remember?
Monsters Ball?
That's right, yes. Yeah, so.
With Billy Bob Thornton. And Heath Ledger!
He was in that too?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. The X-Men movies, and of course, she plays Storm.
The one thing I don't understand is you have an actress in Hollywood named Haley Bailey, right? Or
yes.
Halle Bailey.
Haley Bailey, I think, is
Halle
it.
Perry?
Halle Bailey.
Halle Bailey,
Halle
right?
Bailey, that's right.
Is that a source of massive confusion?
Yeah, in fact, she's going to be playing Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And I saw an article the other day, and I'm like, Halle Berry's playing a Little Mermaid?
Is she a little old for that?
A little old for that. So you're right. It's
yeah.
absolutely, positively a bit confusing.
Do I know this other Halle Berry?
She's beautiful, as you would well imagine, and talented, a good singer, but she's sort of a newcomer.
Yeah. Okay. Nick, scroll down. I think she's playing Little Mermaid.
Yeah, she is. You're exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah, she's playing Ariel, yeah. yeah. And so the name is very, very similar, but
it's confusing, right?
Yeah, so sometimes you can end up at the wrong house.
I tell you what, man, many is the day.
Stalker problems, right?
Yeah. He's first world stalker problems.
Halle is 53 today. David Crosby, the great singer and interesting guy, is celebrating
sperm sharer
78th birthday today. Yeah, he's the father of... it was... what's her name, the singer?
Oh, God.
I know. Melissa Etheridge.
Thank you. Yeah. Melissa Etheridge. I was going to say Melissa Manchester. I go, no, that can't be right.
Melissa Etheridge's yeah. baby. You're correct. And great, great voice. That whole, you know what, I was listening to a little bit of CSN this morning because I had heard it was his birthday. I've got to go back and spend more time with this group. I went through a phase where I just absolutely fell in love with them and listened to them a lot, but it's been a long time removed, and I think it's time to go back.
So whatever the dynamics were, with the band, and they've fallen in and out of friendship, and there's been hatred, and then reconciliation, and back and forth, but when you take all of that, and then you watch their performance at Woodstock,
mm-hmm.
and was that their first public?
I think it was.
Their first public concert was Woodstock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but their combination of voices are just perfect.
Astonishing.
This is perfect.
There's 10 seconds on Deja Vu where their voices match, and they all sort of raise at the same time. And to me, it's this vocal perfection. And it's I don't know if Neil Young's a part of it, but the Crosby, Stills, and Nash definitely are.
Yeah.
I have that isolated because I agree with you, Nick. It is amazing.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to try and pull that up?
Yeah, here it is.
All right,
how do people do that?
Okay, now, you actually have
one more time, Case?
Actually.
Yeah, what song is this on, Nick?
I was waiting.
It's a Deja Vu off of the album Deja Vu, and you can hear, I mean, the producer really helps bring out the strength of the voices. You
go ahead. I think Neil Young is the bottom on that.
Yeah. Magic. Actually, I wanted to hear pleasant vocals.
Well, you came to the wrong place.
You know what you did, Casey? You zinged me. All right, you, Pip! Crosby, 78. Magic Johnson, former NBA player, is 60 years old today. For some reason, I thought he was older than that.
So did I. I'd be curious. Check that date of birth.
Yeah.
59.
All right. 60.
Really?
Yeah, no. 60 years old today. So still alive. Nobody saw that coming way back when he was diagnosed with AIDS.
It was it's a miracle, and he was one of the first to really get that, what they call that cocktail of drugs that is, I think they say at this point, the virus is virtually undetectable in a system.
Wow. Good on him then.
Yeah.
The great Steve Martin celebrates a birthday today. Steve is 74 years old. This is from The Jerk. Yeah.
A comedy, god. Inspiration, you know, just beyond brilliant.
He's so great. Just almost nothing I don't like him in.
Steve, I was telling you I fell down a Jiminy Glick YouTube hole last week because I love Martin Short. And as you pointed out many times, to watch Martin Short in any form, especially Jiminy Glick, make Steve Martin laugh is such a joy. And so Jiminy Glick sat down with Steve Martin, and he floors him.
It is great to watch that.
74 years old today. Susan Olsen.
Another great comedy legend.
Cindy Brady turns 58 years old today. I have another. We'll move on with this because I have another Brady Bunch reference coming up in the entertainment news. So we'll get to that in a little bit. Marcia Gay Harden, great actress.
She was in the Brady Bunch?
No, she was not in the Brady Bunch. She was in Mystic River and Pollock and Space Cowboys and a whole bunch of movies. I've always been attracted to her.
Solid actress.
Beautiful woman.
That Mystic River is hilarious. No, it's such a powerful movie.
I watched it one time, and that was enough for me. Yeah. It was heavy, man. She's 60 today. Gary Larson, creator of The Far Side, turns 69 today.
So multi-millionaire, and now living off the recycled panels from decades, right?
I just hope that he has been stockpiling, you know, since he, quote-unquote, retired.
Yeah.
I really, really hope that at some point he's just going to unload. Because you gotta figure, he's an artist, right?
Like,
you know, artists need to create art, you know, so maybe.
I don't know what the story is. I you know, he kind of brought the curtain down on everything, and it seemed like he was just giving it up. You'd hate to think that, because that used to be an addiction for many people.
So he's 69. Danielle Steele, the novelist, is 72 years old today.
When I worked at the B. Dalton bookstore in Bayshore, Long Island, Jesus Christ, those books flew off the shelf.
A lot of money.
My mom would always read those.
She was a Danielle Steele reader, yeah? Okay. Antonio Fargas, who played Huggy Bear on Starsky and Hutch.
He is also in Undercover Brother. He's got shoes with goldfish in them.
He's also in Everybody. He was Doc on Everybody Hates Chris. He's 73 today. And the last birthday, boy, the very beautiful Catherine Bell. Is 51 years old today. JAG is where she got started.
So, which you'll see, Preston, I'm sure you see it all the time. It's a clickbait, but it's always a picture of Catherine Bell, and it'll say something like, what she looks like now will amaze you, or whatever.
She was always in amazing shape. Okay, I missed one. It's Jack A. Harry's birthday.
Oh, hey, everybody. Happy birthday to you.
She's 63 today, I think, or 60.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. So, happy birthday. Happy birthday to...
I can't even do it anymore.
Jack A. Harry. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. I want you to finish this. What line follows Toucan Sam's Follow Your Nose? 215-263-WMMR. I will go to James for the answer. Hey, James.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, buddy. What follows Follow Your Nose?
It always knows.
Yeah, it always knows. Yep. Hold on a moment, James. We are going to give you a pair of passes for Keystone Comic-Con Geek Out at Keystone Comic Con on August 23rd through the 25th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center on August 25th. You can see Tom Holland, star of Spider-Man Far From Home. Keystone Comic Con is so much more than a Comic Con. It's an exciting weekend for the whole family, and you can get tickets at KeystoneCon2019.com/tickets.
Can you finish the song, Preston?
Follow your nose, it always knows. The flavor of fruit. And then I forgot.
Wherever it grows.
Wherever it grows?
Yeah, that's what I always thought it was.
Okay.
Follow your nose, it always knows. The flavor of fruit, wherever it grows.
There you go. All right. We're going to get into the entertainment report now. Hannah Brown opened up about how her post-bachelorette journey is affecting her mental health.
I never thought she was that solid to begin with.
On Instagram, she wrote, "Honest policy, I'm struggling.
Aww.
Life is so different. Since last August, I've been a pageant queen, a bachelor contestant, and the bachelorette. I've been in love with multiple people. I got engaged.
Indiscriminate sex.
I broke off an engagement, and I shared it all with millions of people."
Aww.
Brown also noted that her decision to open up about sex meant that, quote, "faith has been questioned by thousands who don't know her heart. My transparency with my decisions has labeled me promiscuous.
Hannah, it's time to go away now."
"Simultaneously, I've become a role model for young women and started bigger conversations around faith and sex."
So she's a role model now. I missed that part.
And she's sparking conversations around faith and sex.
It's amazing.
Brown,
amazing that she can achieve all that.
Shared that she's learned to juggle the opportunities galore that have been presented to her following the show, and all while living on her own for the first time.
Not only that, she's begun work on the Mars mission, Preston.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. So things are really looking up for her. I said, "I miss my friends and my family. I've watched my life explode. I feel guilty because I don't have the time or..."
No. She's not lying.
"Or emotional capacity to fill each of them in my life right now. I can't keep up with the people that matter most because I can barely keep up with my own life right now."
At some point, don't you think someone would have wrestled the phone away from her by now?
The woman who has emerged would shock the mirror image young...
From the chrysalis comes the butterfly.
"Young girl from a year ago. I have so many blessings to be thankful for. However, it's uncharted territory for me."
What is she, Magellan?
"And it's been hard to really process what the heck is going on."
Magellan will never say heck.
"Maybe I need to write this... I need to write this out to remind myself I'm human and it's okay to be overwhelmed. Life is beautiful, but wild."
Why?
"I think it's
I
think it's okay to be strong, to know you're strong, but still feel weak. I believe that's then the magic happens."
This is my
Oh, by the way, so some of but fans and members of Bachelor Nation came out swinging for the former Bachelor. Colton Underwood wrote, "Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Keep being you, HB.
You do you.
Proud of you."
That's from Colty Colt.
And former suitor Connor Saleh wrote,
"These are not human names.
Keep doing your thing, HB. We all support you." And she replied, "Thanks, Connor. I'm excited to see what's next for you."
Shut up. Wouldn't you be thrilled and honored to be a member of Bachelor Nation, Preston?
Oh, my God. I can no. I mean, I would be, but I don't even want to consider it.
No, it's never gonna happen. It's a dream that will never be realized.
By the way, Tyler Cameron from The Bachelor, Bachelorette, whatever, is going to, he's not sweating out whether or not he's going to be the next Bachelor because he's busy doing what real models do. He's modeling underwear. Tyler C's rocking boxer briefs from Mack Weldon, and his campaign just launched.
Oh, just launched.
The pics are sizzling hot. With
I'm a merman!
With Tyler showing off his toned bod and rock-hard abs in a pair of black briefs. Apparently, these were shot before he started shooting the past season of The Bachelorette. That timeline is interesting. Tyler C. is the third choice to become the next Bachelor, despite becoming a fan favorite and finalist.
It seems to me that a lot of people, Preston, I don't know if I'm the first to suggest this, might use this show to help their professional profile.
He's a distant third behind top contenders Mike Johnson and Peter Weber. One well-placed source says that it's... sincerity is very important in choosing the show's leading man. While Tyler probably won't be the next Bachelor, he won't start.
I'm sincere.
Because he's doing underwear modeling.
Yeah.
Maybe you caught this. Philadelphia Orchestra and the San Francisco Opera yesterday canceled upcoming performances featuring legendary opera tenor Plácido Domingo after the Associated Press reported that numerous women have accused him of sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior over the decades. The Los Angeles Opera, where Domingo has been general director since 2003 and previously was artistic director, said that it would launch an investigation. Some of the accusers said the now 78-year-old Domingo used his power at the L.A. Opera and in larger opera and in the larger opera world to try to pressure them into sexual relationships, with several saying he'd suggested jobs could be had, and then he'd punish them if they refused.
So with this story came up last night, and I was listening, I was watching it with my wife, and I said, you mean to tell me all they have are like 53 people coming forward with stories? There are a lot of people.
I know.
A lot of people.
And like you said, Preston, it's decades old at this point, right?
Yes,
like,
it is.
Well, yeah, more than three dozen people in the opera world told AP that Domingo's behavior had long been a, quote, open secret.
Right.
He said in a statement that the allegations were, quote, deeply troubling and as presented inaccurate. And he said, I believed that all of my interactions and relationships were always welcomed and consensual.
So, yeah!
But he might be part of the old school, and it had been that way when
occasionally
he was
gave a hammer just to get a job.
Yeah, yeah.
It's how things work.
And, you know, the times they are a-changing. So they've canceled the show with Plácido Domingo. Love found Cara Delevingne where she wasn't looking for it.
In the butt.
The model.
Oh, my
Jesus. Oh, I thought that's where you're going, Preston.
No. The model tells Marie Claire and Delevingne, who will soon be seen in Amazon's Carnival Row.
Which looks really good. Did you see the coming attractions for this thing?
No, I didn't even know what's
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it about?
Check out the trailer. It has sort of like an otherworldly. All I was just seeing is a lot of imagery that spoke to me. Sort of. It reminded me of that show Carnival.
Right. So she's been dating actress Ashley Benson for more than a year. Engagement rumors have swirled.
Ooh.
And reports have surfaced that they didn't marry but did commit to each other in a friendship ceremony.
You're my friend.
A friendship ceremony?
Okay.
I promise to be your friend.
I'll be your friend too.
Yeah.
We're friends.
While they largely kept quiet about their relationship, Delevingne reveals how they first fell for each other. She said, we weren't looking for it.
I liked her as Enchantress. I would have liked to have seen more of that.
Yeah. She said it was really just very authentic and natural. The 27-year-old also opened up about her feelings on gender and how she identifies. She said, the whole idea of gender is so fixed, I just want to, like, explode it.
She wants to, like, explode it.
Yeah. I'm not non-binary, but I feel as much man as I am woman. So that's how she feels.
Preach, sister.
Andy Dick. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
No. Sucker punched by a man outside a New Orleans nightclub following his performance, according to multiple reports. And the attack, according to this story, left him unconscious for 15 minutes.
That's a heavy hit.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's a long time, yeah.
That's half a commercial, half hour.
He was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance, and his attack is reportedly being investigated by police.
Yeah, I was looking at the picture, and I've seen this video camera. It's a little hard to see, but the guy just waylays him.
I haven't seen this yet.
Boom!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he hits him hard.
Whoa! So, yeah, this dude takes a full... I mean, all the way back, swing at the guy. That could kill someone.
Yeah,
that powerful of a punch hit square could kill somebody. So Andy has returned to L.A. after being released from the hospital. It's unclear what sparked the altercation.
Wow. You know, if you've ever been even like in a little fender bender or something, and you're caught the wrong way.
Yeah.
You feel it in your neck. Could you imagine getting hit like that from behind? You're not even slightly anticipating it.
No. Avengers Endgame star Scarlett Johansson and her Saturday Night Live fiancé Colin Jost have been packing on the PDA in the Hamptons, apparently. She previously told The Hollywood Reporter that they love the Hamptons.
We love the Hamptons.
She said a perfect date night is having a sunset cocktail at dinner at the Crow's Nest. It's very romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice combo is going to Liar's Saloon for after dinner
drinks. That's in Montauk.
It is?
Yeah. Crow's Nest and Liar's are both in Montauk.
Well, look at you.
Have you been there? Or just walked by it?
Yes. No. Liar's Saloon is like a, I mean, unless there's another one, it's like there's dollar beers there still.
Okay. No. And I see the, Scarlett Johansson as getting down with the regular folk, right?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's like one of those places where you have to visit if you're there. It's so it's like the fisherman's bar. They come, you know, off the boats. They come in for their dollar beers. And like, if you walk in there and, you know, you're dressed all fancy, you're going to get like the stink eye.
Really? What if Scarlett walked in and said, oh, my God, that's Kathy Romano.
Oh, my God. She is so good in Endgame. Emotionally, the peanut butter sandwich scene, if you guys know what I'm talking about, because, you know, it's where they're sort of talking about what Hawkeye's been up to.
Right, right, yeah.
Like, emotionally, like, she is so dialed in that scene.
She's great.
She's great.
And then the when she, well, I don't want to give a lot away, but when she has is forced to make a sacrifice, and that's an incredibly powerful scene. I got to watch. I'm waiting like you, Preston. I want to get every perfect conditions to watch it my second time.
Yeah, maybe this weekend I'll get a chance to watch it. But Case, swing by Liar's Saloon and let her know.
Yeah, I will.
That's where you can find her.
Security! Orange is the new black star. Danielle Brooks broke down describing how she feels appearing on the cover of Shape magazine after being bullied over her body for so many years. The expectant mom said, this is a big deal because I feel like the universe, the way the world works, it has built these invisible bullets to bully us in telling us who we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to look like. And she teared up while she was saying this. She said, I've always had this desire to prove people wrong, to say this body that I'm in is enough.
She's awesome. She plays Tasty on the show, and she's really, really funny. She's not what you would normally find on the cover of Shape magazine.
Yeah, I don't watch Orange is the New Black, so I looked her up, and she's a very full-figured gal.
Yeah.
This is a really big deal to her. So, but she's great on the show.
She's hilarious.
Okay.
Yes, the show's done, right?
I guess.
No.
I
final season this?
Oh, the final season that they just released. Yeah, okay.
I only made it to, like, season 4.
Yeah.
Oh, you made it that far.
Yeah. I fizzled out after. You know what? There was a season where it was not good, and then it got good again. And supposedly this last season is pretty good.
Okay. Gene Simmons is happy that the Pokemon Company apparently chose to honor him with Obstagoon.
I am a big fan of Obstagoon.
A brand new Pokemon from the upcoming Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Anyone who knows anything about Pokemon knows more than I know.
That shares a striking resemblance to the rock star. Obstagoon is a brand new Galarian evolution of Zigzagoon.
Of course he is.
That was revealed earlier this week in a trailer that also gave us the Hangry Morpeko, Top Hat Weezing, and the on-the-nose team yell. Fans all over the internet pointed out the obvious comparison between Gene Simmons and Obstagoon.
Do you know who Paul Stanley's character is?
No.
It's named Paul Stanley.
Oh, okay. And Simmons took to Twitter to share his initial thoughts of Obstagoon, and he just used one word, which was, welp. However,
Obsta lawsuit.
However, he later provided a statement to Newsweek, and this is very... Very Gene Simmons. It said, Pokemon has been a part of our household for decades, ever since our kids discovered them. And to see Pokemon pay homage to Kiss is flattering, he said.
It's wonderful, especially in a world where I've slept with 10,000 women.
Yeah. The real question now...
is that what he said he was? Was 10,000 his amount?
Something ridiculous like that. The real question now is whether or not he will actually play as his Pokemon doppelganger later this year, when Pokemon Sword and Shield are both released for the Nintendo Switch. That will come out November 15th.
So. I'm sorry, I don't see any resemblance whatsoever.
Look closer.
I just, the tongue, that, you know, like...
Yeah, the tongue and maybe a little bit of the face, you know, I don't know if that's paint on the Pokemon, but those kind of pointy... black things there over the eyes, maybe, you know, I don't know, Case, it's a bit of stretch. But
in the larger sense, who cares?
Yeah, but people pointed it out.
Yeah.
Gene decided to comment on it. Okay, Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, geez, what's going on?
So, he's going to do a celebrity boxing event.
Okay.
And he's going to be boxing. This wasn't even barely a blip on social media.
I know.
The bagel boss guy.
Oh, yes. I heard
that
about
this. Freaking guy won't
the
go away.
The short guy that was yelling about women objectifying how tiny he was.
And it's a Damon Feldman thing.
Of course it is. And Lenny said,
it's going to be great.
And Lenny said yes. So the guy, the Bagel Boss guy, is Chris Morgan. Signed a deal to fight in Damon Feldman's celebrity boxing promotion. Only question was, who is he going to fight? Now we know it's the 56-year-old three-time MLB All-Star and World Series champion.
Oh, my God. The last story we had about Lenny Dykstra, it was that he was spending like 10 hours rooting through a dumpster to find his dentures.
That's correct.
Right. With who? Who was helping him?
Behind Jimmy John's, right? Yeah.
I love Lenny. I mean, he's just, his stories, I mean, you got it. He's colorful. But this thing is really, you're right, Preston, on the, I mean, Tan Mom is like Meryl Streep compared to this guy.
Maybe he wanted to pick somebody he could actually beat. And he went with this guy. So Lenny agreed to the deal and signed the contract on Friday. He's going to be paid a fixed amount of money for the fight and will begin training immediately.
I'm sure.
For the September 7th bout in Atlantic City. Sources close to Lenny say that he's not worried about the lack of time to prepare. And is very confident that he's going to beat the hell out of the Bagel Boss guy.
So, you know, as we said before, when this story first broke, it turns out this guy, this Bagel Boss guy, has a website full of videos where he gets confrontational. And in a good portion of those videos, someone else is holding the camera. So it's kind of a thing that he's doing, and that's part of the deal. But I was reading, Preston, that Bam Margera had been signed to be a judge for one of these Damon Feldman things. And he was going to be a celebrity judge. And what they were saying in TMZ was that he was getting $5,000 to host it, you know, to be a judge. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that seems light, doesn't it? To get, or am I overestimating the, you know, what you pay a judge?
Probably, I think that sounds about right.
Sounds about right
for a judge, because you're not really doing anything, you know. So, by the way, Bagel Boss guy's training hard for it. Morgan recently went to one of the best MMA gyms in the country and training with UFC superstars Al La Quinta and Chris Weidman. And in fact, La Quinta said that Morgan possesses some natural ability as a fighter.
Of course. It's going to be a hell of a bout.
Can't wait. All right. And then, you know what? Actually, there's a movie opening today.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
But
I know it's Wednesday.
Friday.
On occasion, some Wednesday screenings happen. Oh, so, okay. Yeah, we'll go ahead and do this real quick. It's only one, but it's a biggie. And you guys are going to be happy that I give you all the inside scoop on what to expect at the box office. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, movie opening today, The Angry Birds Movie 2.
Oh! Oh!
I know you've been waiting, Steve.
Oh, my God! Play it again, Casey.
Did anybody see the first one?
Yeah.
I read the book.
Is it any good?
Shut up. Yes. Yeah, it was entertaining.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Like,
was Leslie Jones in that one?
I think she was.
She's in this one, too.
Peter Dinklage was in it. Jason Sudeikis. I mean, yeah, it's if you want to have a mindless
guy,
an hour and a half of mindless animation and just enjoy some light comedy, go for it.
So is the basic conceit that we're looking at the trailer, they are being hurled.
At
different structures.
Yeah, it's loosely based on the phone game. And
okay.
It's
a screenplay by David Mamet.
It's but not David Mamet. It's not Schindler's List.
There's a twist in this one, by the way. Okay, so, yeah. it will be starring...
By the way, this watch I'm wearing costs more than your entire house.
It's Glenn Bird.
Josh Gad, Jason Sudeikis, Danny McBride, Rachel Bloom, Peter Dinklage, Awkwafina, Bill Hader, Dove Cameron, and Tiffany Haddish are some of the names starring in this.
You had me at Dove Cameron.
The birds join forces with the green pigs this time around, guys.
Uh-oh.
After evil birds from an icy island threaten to destroy them.
This is some serious stuff.
The movie is rated PG, and it's an hour and 43 minutes long, and it's got a 71% at Rotten Tomatoes. So
they're saying it's loosely based on the Tet Offensive during the Vietnam War.
Loosely?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, try and find the parallels if you go see that. I think we're ready for clips.
Okay, dude.
All right, so let's begin here. The In-Between. chronicles the life of Cassie Bedford, who was born with the ability to see and communicate with the dead.
Wow.
In this clip, Harriet Dyer discusses the possibilities for the show.
Every ghost has a kind of different quality, and I'm excited to see where we go with that. Like, we could go back in time hundreds and thousands of years, or we could do anything. I feel like this show has great potential with these kind of people who have passed over.
I don't think I want to see it.
The season one finale of The In-Between airs tonight, 10 o'clock on NBC. Here's the next one. Krypton shows what Superman's home planet was like 200 years before his birth, as his grandfather, Seg-El, fights for the redemption... Seg-El, for the redemption of his family's honor. Here, Cameron Cuff explains how they bring the comic world to life.
When we designed, you know, the look for Krypton and the things we wanted to do, and when I was putting together the character, there's so much awesome stuff to draw from. You're drawing from the comics, you're drawing from Donner's film, you're drawing from Man of Steel. You know, there's so much in there, and we got to take all of that and make what we feel is the ultimate science fiction society.
I don't think I want to see it.
I did watch a couple of the episodes of the first season, and it's really good, and it's just so much to watch that I stopped watching.
Okay,
you know, but they're not phoning it in. They're trying to create something good.
The season two finale of Krypton airs tonight, 10 o'clock, and that is on Sci-Fi. And that's my entertainment report.
There you go. It was a good one.
For today, thank you very much, sir. So I'd mentioned this is going on tonight, and I want to give away passes. Marissa and Kathy are going to be hosting a Q&A with Tina Fey. It will be the Kimmel Center. It's 5 o'clock, a little bit earlier than some of the events that usually take place in the evening. So keep that in mind. If you would like to go, I have a pair of passes, and we'll take caller number 16 at 215-263-WMMR. Now, they're not screening the Mean Girls movie, right, Kathy?
Right. So it's just to promote the new touring production of Mean Girls, the stage show, and the tickets will go on sale, which the show will be at the Kimmel Center. I believe it starts, I'll have to look up the exact date, but I think it starts in November. So tickets will go on sale, and she'll do a Q&A about it.
So basically, this is a little happy hour and a Q&A.
Yeah. And you know what? She's coming with the friend who I think she was inspired by to write this movie.
Okay. Caller 16, you get to go, and I'll give away some more passes through the course of the morning. 215-263-WMMR's number. Going to take a break and be right back. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Disturbed. Revivalists. Motionless and White.
New music, more of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
You guys hungry?
Oh, always.
It's time for the connoisseur.
Here he comes, yeah. The connoisseur. He knows all the best places to eat and all the best menu items to order. And he makes us hungry.
And actually,
we hate him for it.
And actually, I did bring some food this morning. I would like to thank Victoria, who works at the Skipack Wawa, where I visit every morning.
That's your jam.
I get myself some grub on the way in. And yeah, so she sent us in with, she just gave me all the stuff. They're doing catering now.
Wow.
At cool. Wawa. So she gave me enough to serve like 25 people.
Wow.
And, yeah, so I brought it here, and I've got a bagel box, a donut box, and a pretzel box, and some orange juice.
Yeah, lots of boxes.
So thank you very much. I appreciate that, Victoria. So that's, I'll start off as a connoisseur. Thank you,
right.
Wawa, for that freebie this morning in Skipack. I did see this. If you consider yourself a foodie, most likely you spend a lot of money on food each year. A survey of Americans, 2,000 people by one poll, found that 40% of foodies will spend upwards of $51 per week on gourmet food items, with the average foodie spending about $3,000 on gourmet snacks each year.
Gourmet snacks.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a gourmet snack kind of person?
Maybe.
Because they offer, there's this box that they offer on TV. I see it a lot or in some magazines. It's like it's a trendy gourmet snack box. Have you seen this?
Right.
It's sort of curated. It's like the
I'm intrigued now.
All these different things, like legumes or whatever the hell it is,
right.
And these things that you may not consider as a snack,
mm-hmm.
Right. And they send one every couple of weeks.
All right. Well, what makes something gourmet?
The price.
yeah. Right.
Well, better than it's quality wise, it's a notch up.
I guess.
You know. I mean, that's.
I think
you want to go over that.
So the company is Graze. They just put the box up here on on the screen here. And Graze is the name. Oh. And these are healthy and gourmet options to your snacking activities.
I was looking at my credit card statement online the other day, and it said spending summary. And I was like, what is this? So I clicked on it, and it separates all of your charges. And you can tell exactly what you're spending on each category.
Yeah.
So like food was on there. So as far as like restaurants, grocery stores, and things like that.
What was this on? I'm sorry.
It was my credit card. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Kathy, I get one of those every year for tax purposes because you can break down travel. You can break down where you spend money on at restaurants. You can break it down like for parking.
Is this for a particular credit card or what?
Well, I just use one credit card and I try to use it
for pretty much everything.
Yeah. And so because I use it for one card for everything, it breaks down pretty much accurately what my spending is throughout the year.
It's pretty scary though, especially, well, for me, as you can imagine, shopping was on there. I was like, oh, dear God.
An eye-opener, huh?
Yeah.
How much just for hemp?
I'm not.
Hey, let me ask you a question. So, and I know this isn't really a foodie subject, but...
I love shopping.
Well, we know this.
Yeah.
Do you get rewards
yes,
on your card?
I do.
What do you gear that towards?
Because the rewards?
Yeah. So we have like a hotel specific one.
Oh.
Right.
You
put it all to travel.
Yeah. So and specifically for a hotel chain, and that way, you know, eventually we get free perks, you get free stays and stuff like that, and so we use that when we go on vacation.
Yeah, you know what? I did Air Miles for a while, and then they're a little bit better now, but it was back at a time where like, you know, everything was a blackout date and I could never use them, and I was losing them. Mine is actually just cash back. You cash in and they credit your credit card statement.
For a while we did one that just had random stuff, and it would be like, well, we need to use these points. You want to buy a tent? Okay. how about a camera? Sure. You know, and so we would use the points for stuff, just things, and eventually we're like, we don't need this stuff, so we moved on to the hotel thing.
Our coffee machine in the office, that's from Amazon
points. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Wait, so hold on. How do you get Amazon points?
When you make an Amazon purchase, you get Amazon points on your Amazon credit card.
Oh, credit. Okay, you need the Amazon
get tickets to travel to the Amazon.
Got right.
Eventually, you should go to the Amazon.
Yeah, just to pay homage to the place that started it all.
All right, so other signs that you're a foodie include knowledge of food pairings, frequently trying new foods, being able to properly cook, and knowledge of what foods are in season.
I tapped out on the first option.
The best places foodies named for sharing their food knowledge with others, dinner parties, happy hours, movie nights, and sports games.
Sports games?
Hello, fellows. Will I be seeing tonight at the sports game? We'll have various beers and sundries.
Coming over for the sports game?
The sports game.
Gladys, I won't be home tonight. I'm going out with the fellows to a sports game.
Clearly written by a foodie and not a...
My husband is gay, I think.
He keeps going to these sports games.
I'm going to sports games. Where they play sports as part of games.
You don't know what you're doing, do you?
No.
Oh, God. makes Pierre look like John Madden.
What we will get as far as gourmet snacks go, so at standard at the, you know, at the supermarket, you can it's like an upscale version of Lunchables. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, oh, really?
So they're little single packs, but instead of, you know, turkey and ham, it's got wine-infused salami and chocolate-covered espresso beans and things like that. Which are just, it's a nice snack. It's easy to pull out and have real quick. It's good, you know.
You brought up something that you just struck a sore point. I bought chocolate-covered espresso beans in one of those tubes at some place.
Yeah.
It was so goddamn melted. It was just a blob of chocolate at the bottom, and it was just horrible.
It sucks.
Store your espresso beans better, people.
Don't ever go there again.
I tried to make Jace a healthy Lunchable because he loves them and wants them, friends at school, so I made him like a healthy one, and he was like, Mom, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted nothing to do with it.
I made it for you. It's a paste sandwich.
Mm-hmm. You know, though, they're never going to love it on the first try.
I know.
You just got to keep giving it to them, and eventually, it's like dog food. You know, you'll eventually eat it. You'll get hungry.
You'll love it.
Yeah, the dog eventually started eating the wood chips.
Yeah, why don't you put him in some Nike sneakers, Kathy, instead of Nike? You know, like that. He just wants to have what
everybody
all the other
has,
kids
yeah,
have,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Jenna Chetty.
Jenna Chetty.
Yep. All right. Let me see. Interesting.
Mark of the connoisseur. Yeah. We're moving on from snacks to what else?
Pizza. A little less gourmet, but pizza. News of Pizza Hut planning to close around 500 dine-in locations across the country.
What am I talking about? I am talking about the need to eat pizza.
Yeah, this is it as the company plans to transition to a more modern delivery and carry-out focused asset base.
Is their pizza still the same? Like pretty, that thicker
pretty
crust?
Much, yeah. Okay.
I don't think it's changed forever. I remember years and years and years ago, if you live in an area that happens to be, as in Philadelphia, there's just great mom-and-pop pizza places. That's it. And up in Long Island, there were a lot of Italian places that were just great pizza places. But for some reason, when Pizza Hut came into town, they had such a good ad campaign out of the gate that everyone was going, oh, my God, Pizza Hut!
When I saw this headline, Steve, initially, I was like, oh, my God, this sucks. I'm sad. And then I realized I haven't been to a Pizza Hut in 25 years.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know what I was going to say is if I didn't know if you were saying they were completely closing or not, but if I were to hear that, I would want to have their pizza one more time. I mean, I also have not had it in probably 15
years.
Well,
500, years, but yeah, 500 locations is
that's
substantial.
Significant. Yeah,
that's a lot. I went to one. My Pizza Hut's closed now. The one that I always went to was on Baltimore Pike and
Odessa. The one where you were scalded?
That's the one where I was
By
scalded.
By the way, these are dine-in locations. I want to make sure everybody does know that.
Okay. Yeah, this was the standard dine-in location. Okay. And I had been there. I went there when my kids were born. So within the last 10 years,
yeah,
it was good. I enjoyed it. Now I have gone back to...
I like you.
I went back to another eat-in pizza place that I don't want to say the name of it because I didn't like it as much.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
Pizza Hut was damn good.
When it first came out, Case, it had sort of like a dark wood interior. It was a little lower lit than your usual.
Yeah.
It really wanted to be sort of a hybrid between a restaurant and a takeout place.
It looked more hut-like.
It was more huttish.
Yeah. But they don't look as hutty now. They look more like the KFCs.
No,
yeah.
They look like a kibbutz.
No. The kibbutz.
You could recognize a Pizza Hut from a distance.
It had more of a pub feel, to be honest.
Inside, it had like a bar feel that happened to serve pizza.
Yeah.
What are they doing with all the red cups?
I don't know, but we'll take them.
You can get them. There's a little restaurant store right down the street here. You can get them there.
I will tell you something. At some point, Pizza Hut must have led the world in production of crushed ice.
Oh, my God, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Because he would get the gigantic red cup filled to the brim with that crushed ice.
By the way, if you want to know how the pizzas are, just ask Chuck D'Amico, because there's a Taco Hut over here, and he still gets the Pizza Hut pizza there.
Really?
Yeah, he gets it at least once a month.
So Pizza Hut will probably end up in more of those hybrid situations.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, so the most famous complaint about this came from Chrissy Teigen, who said that she loved the chain for at least one very specific reason. She wrote, F this. She said, I love them because I like to see my toppings on top of the cheese. Long live the Hut, but also let's work on your sauces, she said. Pizza Hut currently operates 7,496 restaurants across the nation, and the chain plans to whittle down that number to about 7,000.
So they're going to go more on a delivery model?
Delivery and carry out.
Sparrows, they're fewer and farther between, or are they completely out of the
No, they're
out?
Only in malls. I just went to one at the Springfield Mall last week. It's fine.
Yeah.
Does Pizza Hut deliver now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that was always the place we had to go to. They didn't deliver, at least when I was a kid.
We have a Pizza Hut in Harleysville. And
it delivers. Okay.
In fact, it's either pick up or deliver. There's no eat-in at all. But
what about which one has you place the order and you go in and there's a whole row of ovens, it's almost like the automat. You have your number and you punch it in and you pull out your pizza. It's already,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's like whatever it is, everything's looking for everybody's looking for expediency.
Yeah, well, Snap Pizza is the new one. So our friend Rob Wasserman, he owns a couple of those.
Those are very popular.
You order it the way you want it, like all the toppings, all that sort of stuff, and it's done in 5 minutes. So, I mean, that might be what you're talking about.
That's probably it.
All right. Other things I have for you. Know what? We'll stick with the restaurants for now. I do have some things outside of that realm. But Olive Garden says that 50 lucky fans will have a chance to purchase its first ever lifetime pasta passes.
Lifetime pasta passes.
Yeah, this is during this year's never-ending pasta pass promotion.
You're
not going to do it?
I'm not going to do it.
You're not?
I don't want to annoy you guys.
I love that
now,
when you sing that.
Now singing it?
Yeah.
Now not singing it annoys you. Instead
what?
Of singing.
No, I just like it.
Okay, guys. The never-ending pasta pass.
Now with Stranger Things.
I love it.
Big never-ending story moment in that, you know, is on everybody's mind. But anyhow.
If a lifetime, so what is the delineation between a lifetime and never-ending pasta pass?
The never-ending pasta pass.
Can you pass it on to relatives?
No, that was for a limited time. This is lifetime.
Forever.
Yeah, I guess so.
A lifetime never-ending.
The passes will entitle the lucky 50 with unlimited pasta soup, salad, and breadsticks. For life.
For life.
At the
now,
chain.
What does that equate out to? A meal a week? Or can you go in, literally...
Every day.
And just spend hours consuming food?
Good question. I'm going to guess it's a per week thing. Right. Sometimes when we... Say we give away beer for a year.
Yeah.
It's like a case of beer every 2 weeks for a year. Something like that. You know?
Something reasonable.
Right. Here's the deal. So you have to submit for this? Like, you have to apply for this?
I believe so. You can, okay. You can go to pastapass.com. What?
Right. Yeah, they come to you. It's like the publisher's going to ask you.
I just wanted to be sure because, you know, I'm just imploring anybody out there. If you want for nothing, you know, don't apply for this. Just...
Why?
You don't want to waste it on someone who cannot savor the lifetime pasta pass.
There are so many people out there that are like, you know, paycheck to paycheck, are going days without meals.
Oh,
like,
that.
Maybe.
You wouldn't want a billionaire winning the lifetime pasta pass.
Right, right. I'm not going to apply for this because at this point I don't need it, you know?
It's a promotion.
I know.
It's okay.
You just can't, Preston. If you're a billionaire.
Yeah. I just can't even.
In fact, they should ask you when you spill it out. Excuse me, sir, are you a billionaire?
Why, yes, I am.
Give me that back. Give me that pen!
No, you're eligible. You're allowed to. I'm just imploring you that if you don't need it, don't ask for it.
If you have a soul, you're saying.
Yes.
Do not deprive the homeless person of a lifetime's worth of pasta.
Yeah, that's all.
All billionaires listening right now, don't try out for the never-ending pasta pass.
I mean, we love you billionaires, but please.
The lifetime.
Have a heart. Pass.
Have one of them, at least, of the billionaires, call in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll move on to something else then. Let's see here. What else do we want to go to here? How about this? Kathy sent me this. Sent the connoisseur this.
The connoisseur received something from Kathy.
Yeah. The Japanese website says that ice cream is the perfect morning jolt. The study conducted by Professor Yoshihiko Koga of Kyoren University says says eating ice cream can improve alertness and mental performance.
I don't know. Our hours are weird, so we end up eating stuff at all different times of the day. Can you see yourself in a regular scenario where you're getting up and going to work? Eating a...
grabbing a Klondike bar?
Yeah.
No. And I... You know me. I love ice cream. But
that's your thing. Your treat.
It's my late in the day. I've trained myself to appreciate it later in the day. So, ice cream for breakfast wouldn't work for me. In the study, Koga compared the brain activity of participants who had ice cream right after waking up with those who did not. And participants who had ice cream had faster reaction times and less mental irritation.
Wow.
That's
better than coffee.
The Japanese website that originally popularized the study mentioned that it was supported by a sweets company. So, take with a grain of salt.
Conducted by Baskin Robbins.
The Japanese website does not link directly to the study itself, making it impossible to fact check. But apparently, homemade ice cream is made from egg yolk, sugar, whole milk, and heavy cream. Conventional ice cream, like Ben and Jerry's and some of these companies, has other such ingredients as soybean oil, corn syrup, and pectin.
Hmm.
I have not made homemade ice cream in a while, but I like homemade ice cream.
Right.
It is
so I
good.
Think that's what they're saying, though. Like, the homemade ice cream is
so you
what,
gotta, you
is
gotta
what
get up early and make
about.
It, Kathy, I think.
More pure.
Well, you can make it and freeze it.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had prepared at home, you know,
ice
one
cream?
Of the, yes.
Yeah, me neither.
And so you say that there is there a, would you call it a dramatic difference?
No.
But would you call it a melodramatic difference?
There's definitely a difference.
Creaminess?
I've never made like probably traditional vanilla or chocolate
with
ice cream. I've made banana ice cream, and that's much different in texture and all of it because it's mainly the frozen bananas you're using.
We've made the regular vanilla, it's just something different. I think it's a little yummier. I don't know why, but I definitely it a little more.
You use egg yolks?
Yeah.
Okay, so please help me out here. How do you get away from like the salmonella whole thing? You know.
In raw eggs?
Well, and raw eggs. Yeah, yeah. It's raw eggs because you're not cooking it. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand, like, if you're not supposed to eat, like, brownie batter or cookie
right.
batter.
How do you
stuff
buy
like that?
How is that not a liability?
I don't know. I think when it's in
just got to make sure you get good eggs.
Yeah.
When it's in a dessert, you're fine.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's one of
it's the part of my study. It determines that anything in a dessert is okay.
We were at a birthday party 2 summers ago and made homemade ice cream and used the crank and everything like that. And
yeah, try one of these HIV brownies.
It was delicious, but it was a hot summer day and we were making it outside and it was exhausting making using a hand crank.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you do the hand crank, you can get electric ones and they're a lot better.
But it was fun.
Casey, you don't have to put egg yolks in there
okay.
if you don't want to. But, I mean, there are things like, a meringue and stuff like that is made with eggs, and you don't cook it.
You don't cook it.
Well, no, you can, but, you know.
Yeah, you just whip them in there.
All kinds of stuff that you can make with raw eggs, and they're going to be fine.
Oh, no, I know that.
As long as you keep
it
refrigerated and stuff like that.
Here's a chef giving some advice, Casey.
If someone wants to yank a guy's crank, I say let him.
Yank there you go. So it's not a problem.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I make, cookies or brownies, and it's always like, oh, well, don't eat the batter because it's got raw eggs in it, and... You know, so, okay, never mind.
If you add yolk to vanilla ice cream, doesn't that make it French vanilla ice cream? Isn't that what
I think so.
Not 100% sure, but that's
At home, I make yolk pops, Preston. I just put egg yolks in a tray and stick tongue depressors in them.
Wow.
And they're delicious.
Wow. let me go to Frank and once comment. Hey, Frank, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, what's up, buddy?
So, real quick. My wife actually makes a 3-ingredient ice cream that is all it is heavy cream, sweetened condensed milk, and whatever flavor you want to put in it.
Okay.
You whip it all together, put it in the freezer, done.
Nice.
And
okay.
Is it thick? Is it creamy?
Yeah, it's like, it is tastes better than most ice creams you can buy in the store.
Okay. Nice. Interesting. Thanks, Frank. We always did like, I think it was cream, sugar, and vanilla.
You put salt in it too, right? Don't you?
No, you put salt in the ice.
Oh.
Which surrounds the canister. It actually makes ice colder. Or raises the it makes it get colder quicker somehow or another.
Raises the freezing temperature or lowers the freezing temperature, one of those.
Yeah, it affects it. So ice is involved or it's salt is involved, but it's like rock salt, and you put it in the ice that surrounds the canister.
Part of the process.
That rotates, and then as it's rotating every now and then, you have to go and you have to scrape down, you have to scrape the sides of the canister, because the outside freezes quicker. But we would, we literally had the thing, it would sit out on the porch outside and you know, run for an hour or whatever, and then eventually get done. We'd make peach ice cream. Oh, my God.
Andy Griffith and Aunt B doing it out on the porch, press, and it always seems so good.
Lindsay wants to comment on making ice cream with eggs. Hi, Lindsay. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up?
So, there's actually 2 forms of ice cream. There's ice cream, and then there's frozen custard. So when you go to, like, Rita's, you're getting frozen custard, and frozen custard has eggs in it.
Okay.
So in order to make that, you cook down the sugar with the eggs and the milk. So the eggs are actually cooked in that, and then you freeze that cooked mixture.
Okay. All right.
I love custard.
Yeah, I've never made it with eggs in it, so I guess that's... I love custard, too. It's so much more rich.
And it's about a... 5,000 calories an ounce.
Thank you. Yeah, it's way up there.
Yeah.
Way up there. So anyhow, by the way, 1 serving of Ben & Jerry's can contain 260 calories, 23 grams of sugar, 14 grams of fat. In comparison, the serving of Cheerios with whole milk has the same amount of calories, but only 1 gram of sugar and 2 grams of fat. So if you're watching it, I don't know if ice cream will be right for you for breakfast or not.
I kind of do what you do, Preston, periodically. If you leave like a pint in the in the freezer, and then like, say around 7 o'clock, get a spoon.
Yeah.
Microwave it up a little bit. 1 or 2 swipes.
Yeah.
And there you go.
You know, eat like a half or a quarter of it or whatever, right. And you're good to go.
And then slam your head in the door.
All right, what else? I have other...
More of the connoisseur. Are we going with dessert or are we going with regular food?
Let's go with kitchenware items.
Kitchenware, like what you wear when you go into the kitchen.
No, what you use to create in the kitchen with. So... a new study from The Knot, that's a wedding website.
All right.
Finds that the most requested item on couples' gift registries in 2019 is the KitchenAid Artisan Series 5-quart tilt head stand mixer.
Like a big Cuisinart thing, right? Like a big...
No, like a you know, a in mixer the with the batter beater thingies.
Yes, yeah. I love those.
So other items making it into the top five. These are things you use in the kitchen,
right?
And this is what people want if they're getting married.
No, is this stuff that people want, but it's not necessarily what they're going use. To use.
I guess so. Because we bought a couple of those big Cuisinart bowls, and I can tell you this: they're very heavy.
They love the top of your fridge.
Yeah, absolutely. Or in the basement, in the box where they're stored.
I told you I found a steamer in my basement that I registered for when I got married in 2005.
What about bread makers? Bread makers are another one. Yes. Oh, yeah. I want a bread maker.
We've got one. We used it for a few months, and it found its way into the basement.
Yeah.
Along with the rotisserie oven.
Oh, and the juice cane? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one. Yeah. Where my wife and I spent nearly $50 to make two glasses of juice.
Yep. other items making it into the top five are stainless steel measuring cups, a set of Pyrex containers.
Pyrex. Yeah. I don't even know what Pyrex is, but you've got to have it.
A toaster. So that's pretty straight ahead.
You'll use that. So these things, the Pyrex, the measuring cups, the toaster, I would use those.
And a Ninja blender.
Okay.
So in case you want a Ninja shake, you got a Ninja blender.
We have a Ninja blender in our office that no one's using.
It's broken.
It is not broken.
Yes, it is. Don't you remember when you told me to use it and it spilled all over?
Yeah, because you didn't close the thing.
No, it spilled from the bottom.
Don't you know the ways of the ninja?
It was fine for me. I have a Ninja coffee maker. That's awesome.
Okay.
So Ninja makes some good things.
They do.
Yeah.
I would agree. They've been around forever, and they're the masters of stealth.
I think we have a Ninja blender at home. It's pretty badass.
We have the what's the other one? The
maybe I have
Vitamix
too.
Yes,
I think it's Vitamix. That's what we have. Yeah. It's like the $1,000 blender.
Yeah, you can put anything in it.
You can make soup. You can make hot soup in these
you can.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah, if the friction from that blender
will heat the goddamn soup
and
up.
The speed of it, if you leave it on for a certain, there are recipes, if you leave it on for a certain amount of time, it'll actually, the ingredients will come out hot when it's done.
I forged a ring in that, Preston.
You did?
Yes.
Really? Wow, the one ring.
The one ring to lead them all.
Dear Lord. the average 2019 wedding registry had 11 different items, around $4,700 total. By the way, I remember there was a series for a while, a YouTube series that was running for, it was a blender brand, and I don't remember what it was, but the series was called Will It Blend?
Oh.
And they would put things like hockey pucks in there.
Yeah. And, I watched that.
Yeah, right?
Dude, that's my, right up my alley.
They'd take like a,
like a phone.
Know, yeah, or like a cup that that you would wear for sports and put it in there and blend it up. It was called Will It Blend. And I remember, do you remember, it was so far back when vuvuzelas hit, the noisemakers in the World Cup, they blended up one of those. It was bizarrely, it was an interesting thing to watch. It was kind of captivating.
So this is the blender that they're using here is actually the one that I have. We're watching video. This must be the show you're talking about, right? They try to blend an iPad here.
Is this called Will It Blend? If that's it, yeah, then that's it. What's the brand of this?
I forget, but Preston, I did research, and I'm like an idiot. I'm looking at the power of the engine. You know, it's the big thing with me. I got to get the most powerful engine for my blender. This is exactly the one I have.
Yeah, so we're watching him blend an iPad. A full-on, he broke it in half and shoved it in the container. And it just shows how powerful this thing is. So, anyhow, blenders are part of what people want for their weddings. All right, anyhow, that's all I have, connoisseur-wise.
We enjoyed you, connoisseur.
Thank you.
Thank you for the information.
We kind of went all over the place on that one.
We did.
I'm going to try to do whenever I bring up the connoisseur stories. All right, keep in mind, we have a secret text word today. We have your chance to win a four-pack of four-packs, Metro by T-Mobile, general admission tickets to the Philadelphia Zoo, the Adventure Aquarium, Clemente Park and Splash World, and the Santana Concert, August 24th, BB&T Pavilion. Text word, secret to 39333. We're going to take a break. We're going to go on Fox. Good day. When we get back, stay with us.
Best burger in all of Philadelphia. Taste for yourself at this year's Burger Brawl in a brand new spot.
Round one.
Join 93.3 WMMR at the Navy Yard, Sunday, September 15th, and enjoy unlimited bites of burgers from the city's top restaurants. Proceeds benefit the Fund for the School District of Philadelphia, a nonprofit supporting school literacy programs through technology. Tickets on sale now. Get complete details and all the ingredients for a great day at WMMR.com. Burger Brawl 2019. Let's go a few rounds. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Music Means, we're going on Fox Good Day. Here we go.
Oh, Preston Steve. Two things. I didn't realize that Dear Abby was still an advice column, but apparently it is.
Yeah.
And a woman wrote in and said her husband still...
After 20 years, they've been married.
After 20 years of marriage... still really wants to read her emails, her texts, Facebook messages, etc. Yeah, after 20 years.
And she says she's never cheated, so she's never really given a reason to believe that he needs to do all this, but he insists on doing it.
So we want to go around your room. Do you read your spouse's emails, and do you have the password to their different social media?
No, I mean, I don't have passwords to my wife's email. I don't care. And no, I think that's stupid. That's ridiculous to go and snoop into your...
It's too controlling. I don't even read my email. What am I going to read her email for? it's too busy.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy?
Yeah, no, not at all. No to both of the questions. I think it might be a little bit weird. If you don't trust them, then you've got an issue anyway.
Oh, so Kathy, in all your time, you've never looked at somebody's phone?
I mean, I read Nick's phone. Yeah. I know his code. I go into his... I don't read text messages. I don't know emails. I don't know the passwords to emails.
So maybe it's a coworker thing. She reads Nick's, and I like to read Mike's.
Right. Being serious. Right. You check up on the people you're actually having sex with. Your coworkers. Yeah. Yeah.
Trust me, that is not happening.
Yeah. No.
No. Check on Nick.
Yeah. No, I read Kathy's, but I don't. I'm not married, but I don't read my girlfriend's because, like Kathy said, if that trust isn't there, what's the point in being in the relationship?
Yeah.
I agree with that completely.
But maybe, what if the person said, because maybe he does it because of his past relationships he's been cheated on.
Well, and deal
it
with
makes
it.
Him feel better.
It's insulting, I think, if someone's looking over your shoulder and going through all your stuff. That is an absolute, that's an invasion of privacy, you know? And then they say, well, if you have nothing to hide, then what are you worried about? Yeah. It's just insulting.
Well, in past relationship, they've been together 20 years.
Yeah.
Who cares about your past relationship? Yeah.
I wouldn't give anybody my MySpace information 20 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
What about Casey Boy? Is he there today?
Yeah, I'm here today. I'm here every day. I'm never not here.
Never not here.
Hey, listen, I read all of that, and that guy, that's an abusive relationship
right there.
Yeah,
it's
controlling. You know, it's not just a, physical. I mean, that is a mental, controlling, abusive relationship. But no, I don't read my wife's stuff. I mean, she honestly could have a whole other family, and I would have no idea.
And in fact, she does.
Yeah. Well, they do say when it comes to cheating, aren't women supposed to be better than men at cheating because y'all don't pay attention to the details?
Well, that's sage advice there, Alex.
Lovely.
Yeah. Just as Alex
says. You guys are clueless sometimes. Yeah,
well, I'd rather be clueless. You know, it's like in The Matrix when he decides, I'd rather go back into The Matrix and have my pretend steak than know what reality is.
Ignorance is bliss,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'll be honest. I am clueless because this is years and years ago. A woman said, well, okay, if you weren't doing that, let me see your phone.
Right.
I go, and that's the worst line you can, well, it's one of the bad lines you can hear in your life.
Well, and Mike, at that time, it was a rotary phone at the time, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
And so you gave it to
her? So I gave it to her, and I thought I had scrubbed the thing clean at the FBI. And, well, there are a couple things in there that I had not taken care of.
Oh.
All right. So she turns around and goes, well, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you say?
You know, the response is always, that's me in drag. That's it.
Good one.
But now you guys should see, Mike, there's never anything on his phone now. Now it's always like a shell of a phone.
I'm constantly
deleting. Because he's paranoid about it.
Yeah. He just gets burner phones. That's all he does.
Right.
Awesome.
Just two.
They say if you go looking, you'll find something.
That's another thing. That's what Alex always says. I don't go looking in somebody's phone, because if you look, there'll be something in there that you won't like.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. That's why you don't want to hear people talking about you behind your back.
Yeah.
Listen, let's face it. Everybody does. Even the best of friends. Somebody will turn around and say something critical that's not meant to be that harmful, but it can hurt hearing it. So, yeah, I don't want to know.
And if there's a pernicious problem, it will present itself eventually anyway without that.
Oh, that's so true.
It always comes to light.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
I love you.
Thank you.
This is like a therapy session.
Yeah, I know. Anytime. You charge less. Yeah.
Exactly. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. No, there's no need to go digging around. It's none of your business.
I don't get it. And people, what message are you sending to your wife? I'm just going to scour every correspondence you have just to do it to give me peace of mind, because I'm confident you're lying to me.
I leave my, phone, laptop, whatever, out.
All over the place.
Good. Take a look just whatever you want.
Don't lose my place on this porn site.
Please. Please.
I really like that one particular video.
That video. Yeah. You know how hard it is to find
my God.
That video?
Oh, my That's God. That's the one MILF video I've been looking for 6 months. I come back. And it's
gone.
It's a dude.
Well, you know what? You have the notes section on your phone. Copy and paste the URL.
Is that what you do?
No, but I'm thinking of it now.
Okay, all right.
You trust your significant other to maintain your porn collection properly. Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything. Even the things I go, okay, don't forget this. You know, whatever it might be.
I told you the story about I named my wife's. My wife's password was, I made it, Claire forgets her password. That was her password, and she forgot that. Mm-hmm.
So you don't remember stuff? Is that what you're saying?
There's a lot of things I don't remember that I'm speaking in vagaries right now, where I'm like, okay.
That's a language I don't know, vagaries?
Biggity, yeah. Biggity.
Yep. Anyway.
I think I just made that word
vagaries.
Up. Vagaries.
Vagaries? Yeah.
I like vagaries better.
So use it.
Yeah.
I like it better.
I like it better.
Remember, recalcitrant and exculpatory.
Right. But we don't need to talk about this. I know you're not interested. Let's just do the B-file.
Now, WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
I know you're not interested.
Is vagaries a word?
Vagaries is. Vagaries isn't.
See, I didn't even know vagaries was a word.
Vagaries is what the Clampets have.
I straight up made up a word on purpose.
Yeah. No, you didn't. Come on in for some vagaries and... I don't know. Maybe vagaries is a word.
Yeah, I made it up.
Yeah.
Monster Mania.
Uh-huh. Hey, all words were made up at one point.
Good Monster
point.
Mania Con 43, August 16th through the 18th. They bring us the Bizarre File. You can see Freddie himself, Robert Englund, Clive Barker, Ric Flair, and more. Tickets are available at the door. For information, for more on the gore in store, visit monstermania.net. So listen to this. This is a Florida woman story, but it's more of a Florida man story.
Oh, boy.
But a Florida woman was on a first date with a man when he refused to pull over for a traffic stop and then decided to make a run for it instead.
Geez.
Sheriff's deputy used stop sticks to disable a vehicle that fled a traffic stop about 2 a.m. Now, this was on Thursday, only to learn that the driver bailed out into some woods. He left his female passenger alone to face the consequences.
Wow.
Now, she's not being identified because she's not charged with a crime, but body cam footage shows the encounter, and it went like this. The police officer says, he didn't say anything to you other than, I don't have a license? And the woman said, he don't have a license.
He don't have a license?
The police officer then asked her if that's why he ran, and she just said he wasn't stopping. It turns out the woman had just met the Orlando man on a dating website and had stopped at a Palm Coast Denny's for dinner on the way to her house.
That dating site is called Men Without a License.
When a deputy tried to stop the vehicle for a tag violation, the date told the woman he'd go to jail, so he raced off.
That's a bad date.
She said the officer said he was exceeding the speed limit, driving very erratically. She was very scared in the vehicle, and she told us that she didn't really know his last name. She knew him by two different first names. So the same woman whose date went so wrong Thursday was a victim in a different incident also involving a man last month, an incident that turned violent and was caught on camera. In that instance, a man the woman was seeing but trying to get away from at a store threw himself on her vehicle, shattered her windshield, and then attacked her when she got out, pounding her and knocking her unconscious.
Oh, jeez.
Poor woman. In Thursday's incident, the suspect didn't hurt the victim but disappeared into the woods. Investigators think he was running for more than just a suspended license.
Wouldn't have happened on J-Date, Preston.
The suspect has not been captured as of yet. Yep.
Florida man.
Okay, so the heated debate about market stalls was disrupted by a foul smell and furious finger pointing at a Kenyan regional assembly on Wednesday. So,
oh boy.
Julius Gaya reportedly told Homa Bay County Assembly, "Honorable Speaker, one of us has polluted the air, and I know who it is." He's calling out somebody for farting in the middle of
of a service.
Yes. So this is a council
meeting. Oh, a council meeting. Okay. Yeah.
But the member he accused of farting is said to have replied, "I am not the one. I cannot do such a thing in front of my colleagues." And then he said, "Whoever smelt it, dealt it." I mean, come on.
What you're suggesting is ridiculous, and I don't believe it one bit, not one bit at all. It's ridiculous you even brought it up.
Hoping to clear the air, the assembly speaker, Edwin Kakacha,
that's is meant for this,
then instructed members to step outside and take a break from the chamber. The report also said that he asked officials to bring in air fresheners to, quote, make it pleasant.
It doesn't. It's seldom. Air fresheners on top of rancid fart never make it better.
He said, "Get whatever flavor you will find in any office, whether it's vanilla or strawberry."
Ooh, they have a whole selection.
"We cannot continue sitting in an environment that smells bad." Yet the smell is said to have subsided before any such sprays were found, allowing the debate to continue. An elderly resident who lives in Arlington's Williamsburg neighborhood was rescued by an attentive mail carrier, neighbors, and first responders after falling at a home and not being able to get up. The man survived on his kitchen floor for 5 days by drinking Coca-Cola that was within arm's reach. Yeah. Jared Agnew, a neighbor, said that a mail carrier who goes by E was the first one to notice something was amiss last Friday. She asked if anybody had seen the resident. Agnew said his door had been open for a couple of days, and he noticed that the mail hadn't been moved. Agnew said that after the mail carrier asked around, one of the neighbors called police, who responded to investigate the open door. An officer subsequently found the man on the floor and called for paramedics, who took the man to a local hospital. Agnew said that he was told by police at the time that the man had fallen on Monday and, unable to get up, had survived by drinking Cokes on the floor near him for 5 days. Saved his life, actually.
Wow. That's why I always keep soda on the floor.
Probably a good idea. Virginia State Police say a Greyhound bus passenger got naked, demanded to be left off the moving bus, and then ran into oncoming highway traffic where he was hit and killed.
Oh, wow!
Yeah. A news release said the extremely agitated man began taking off his clothes on a Greyhound bus on Thursday night. He then struck the front windshield, causing it to crack while demanding to be let off the bus. Release says the bus driver pulled over, let the man out. He ran out into oncoming traffic and was fatally hit by another vehicle. He had to have been on.
That has to be.
Yeah.
Every time we have a situation in these stories where someone's getting naked, it's drug-related.
Yeah, the man died at the scene. The other driver wasn't injured. Virginia State Police are investigating the crash.
That's horrible.
That's terrible, yeah. Unfortunately, that's where we're going to end the bizarre file. But I have more stories, a little bit lighter than that, which we will get to later on this morning. So Monday is the dining out event that's coming. It's an event that's been fourth year?
It's the third, yes. Okay. Yeah, the third for dining out for dogs at the White Dog Cafes, Preston, and it benefits Alpha Bravo Canine.
Yes.
Which is a great organization run by Jen Green, who's here in the studio with
Welcome,
us.
Welcome, Jen Green. Yes. Nice to see you. And along with Jen is we have Darren, who's from the Brad Fox Organization. How you
morning,
doing,
everyone.
Good to see you.
How are you?
So this is the event is taking place on Monday night, the 19th, at three different locations, right?
Right. At the three locations, you have Haverford, you have Wayne, and you have the University City, which are the three locations. There's a new location for a White Dog, which is not opened up yet, so we got the three. It's a dining out event, and basically you go out. There's going to be things happening at all the locations. The Beasley family is, you know, I know everybody here is going to a location. John DiBella from MGK and from Ben and from the Fanatic. People are going to go out and dine at these different locations. They want to see you. These things are going on as far as raffles and things. The basic gist of it is the White Dog, very generous. The locations are going to offer up a percentage of the money that is gathered that night for what Jen does. And Jen, explain what you do and what Alpha Bravo Canine provides to veterans with these services and these incredible dogs that you train.
Sure. Alpha Bravo Canine was established in 2015 where we raise, train, and donate service dogs to disabled veterans. Veterans with any type of PTSD, traumatic brain injury, as well as physical disabilities.
And in many cases, we've met a lot of these guys. We've all been out at events and happy hours and things that pertain to this. And these people, these veterans who've gone through so much, get their lives back through the use of these dogs that help them through, you know, going back to school, getting out and about. But it's an expensive endeavor, and you, Alpha Bravo Canine, donates the dogs to these veterans. I think are you the only one that does this full gratis?
The trainer. Yes.
The train, yeah.
Yes.
So it's time intensive and it's costly. So
costly.
And a process of, in fact, you recently lost your main dog, Echo.
Yes.
And so this is sort of in honor of Echo for Monday night. But we're just asking to come out, and there's actually a very cool thing. It's Chef Mike, right? Chef Mike actually created a whole gourmet level of, it's like a flight of hot dogs. We have a whole bunch of them out there. And if you order those hot dogs, which are incredible, all that money goes directly to Alpha Bravo Canine. So it's a great way, just simply by eating some great food and, you know, a couple raffles, some great opportunities to win some stuff, to give money to you. Over the course of the time that you've been doing this and seeing the reaction, you know, you've seen it makes a massive difference with these veterans in their lives. How long is the process from a puppy to a usable trained dog? Are we talking?
It takes about 2 years to train a dog.
Okay.
So we usually get the dogs about 8 weeks old, and they're placed right before their second birthday or right around there.
Okay.
And
so
the cost is, it's astronomical. It's about $30,000 per dog.
$30,000 per dog.
And why does it cost that much?
Yeah.
You know, it's the cost of the dog. It's vetting. It's supplies. It's training. It's everything. We don't realize how much it really costs to have a dog. But then when you're, you know, we're doing this 24 hours a day. So it's constant.
In fact, you have a dog with you right now that's being trained, correct?
I have Cooper with me.
And Cooper's wearing the vest, and you can't pet a dog.
Cooper. Right. He would like to, but not right now. Yeah.
So there's all sorts of things that are going to be available, and we're all going to be, I think, Nick and Kathy, Preston, what location are you going to be?
I'll be in Wayne, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Love
Monday
that
night.
One. Yep.
Casey and I are going to be over at Haverford, and John DeBella is going to be there. I think Marissa is going to be in the city. Some of our Ben friends are going to be there as well. We're all going to be at different locations. We want to see you come out and be a part of it. There's all sorts of specialty drinks and things.
Hey, real quick, yeah. Chef Mike, come over here. Get on Nick's microphone, because tell me what's on those hot dogs. I'm looking at these. These are ridiculous.
So we have some really great gourmet hot dogs, all beef. The toppings we have a backyard dog.
Okay.
So it's ketchup and mustard and barbecue potato crumbled up on top.
Okay.
Potato chips.
That's awesome.
We have a white dog. It's goat cheese, truffle aioli and crispy onions and a mushroom relish.
All right, that's mine. Okay, got it.
We have a Southwestern dog with guacamole and chipotle aioli and cotija cheese and tortilla strips on top.
Okay.
And then we also have the Coney Island dog with Green Meadow Farm beef chili, PA Noble cheddar cheese whiz, and a little bit of pickled onions.
Do like a good chili dog, too. Wow.
So, Casey, you're
so
the
flight. You get, what, three of them?
It's going to be four.
Four of them. Oh, you get all four of them.
You get all four, and then okay. The total proceeds go to Alpha Bravo Canine that night.
Awesome. So, thanks, Chef Mike.
You're the welcome. Dog. You're the hot dog aficionado. Which one of these speaks to you?
Oh, all of them. All every of single them. One of them, yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, Preston, we also have, as I said, we have Darren Meehan here from the Brad Fox Foundation, and you had something. You were inspired by what Jen is doing, and you wanted to make a donation today, correct?
Sure, yes.
in 2019 for Brad Fox Day, one of the causes that we wanted to support was Alpha Bravo Canine. Brad was a canine police officer in Plymouth Township, and I'm joined by Brad's father and sister-in-law today. So one of the causes that we supported at Brad Fox Day at Archbishop Wood in Warminster this year was Alpha Bravo Canine. So to help get your event started, we're proud to make a donation of $10,000.
Wow, you hit the 10,000, and you did that with the help of another friend in the studio here today, right, Martin?
Yes, yeah, we have Martin from Steam Pub here as well, and Martin, his crew, do the Brad Fox menu every year.
You've come in and promoted it on the show, which is a great thing, and so Martin and his wonderful place is donating an additional, so that it's all $10,000.
Yes.
Wow. But just because you're hearing this donation today, which is wonderful...
That's only a third of a dog.
Right. Yeah. And so we're really, you know, it's something everyone's passionate about, and the air staff and everybody here is very passionate about it. And we'd love to see you out for just, again, you're going to be eating dinner anyway on Monday, right?
Yeah.
And you can come out and make a difference. To see, and we've met at a number of these events again, people have come up, veterans whose lives have been touched by these dogs and the difference they make. And you have some great kick-ass food in the bargain. So that's awesome. When's your 5K coming up for Brad Fox?
Our next one will be April 18th of next year.
Okay. Yes. All right. We'll definitely be getting the word out about that.
We have a lot of good things that we have planned in between now and then to support other causes. So, but you do great work, and we're really proud to support you.
Thank you.
It's a great connection with Brad Fox and all that, because obviously, you know, these animals mean a lot to the canine, you know, the police as well, and you know, in just different cases, but... there's a video that I put up on my Twitter, which shows it was shot by an organization, I think, in New Zealand that does similar work, and how these dogs, when they're called into duty, what they provide for these people. It's something that just is, it makes you feel good, and you can be a part of it just by having hot dogs on Monday night.
Yeah.
So it's very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see you Monday at the at White Dog Cafe locations. We have the information on PrestonandSteve.com if you want to check all that out. But three of them, Wayne, Haverford, and University City. So come out for dinner and support. Thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
All right, Darren. Yay! All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in just a moment. Make sure you just stay close.
Love Preston and Steve and WMMR? Check out WMMR.com for more of everything that rocks.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now. Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, I've killed enough time.
Well, I got to tell you what happened. I saw Kathy running into the ladies room. She was literally ripping the back of her pants open.
Oh.
She was screaming.
This happens.
It happens.
All the time.
It's just crazy.
She's trying to eat differently, I guess.
You should go to the doctor.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Uh-huh. You should go to Dr. Mike.
When you're ripping your pants open.
Right.
Ripping your pants open.
That's more convenient than unbuttoning them and pulling them
down. That would seem to be the easier thing. I just don't know.
That's a real problem.
What would be so profound that you would have to tear your own, the seam of your pants?
Right.
It's crazy.
Sorry, normally I take a sip while she's doing traffic, so I had to do that right then and there. In a little while, we'll have a chance for you to win some tickets to see Mean Girls before they go on sale. And this is Mean Girls, the stage show. I'm not going to do it right now, but I will do it in a little while. And Kathy and Marissa are going to be hosting a conversation with Tina Fey, who's going to be tonight at the Kimmel Center. So this is, and by the way, this is open to the public. Okay, so I was a little unclear on what was happening. Yeah. I thought all of us
were unclear. Right.
I thought I was. Oh, you're here.
Oh, hey.
And you're wearing new pants.
No. But the event tonight is open to the public. Anybody can show up and go to it. It is the do you have to be 21 because it's a We Drink Pink cocktail
Yes.
Okay, so you got to be 21.
It's as clear as day, Preston. Everyone wins a around-the-world trip and a car.
Wow.
No, that's not true at all.
No.
Now, there have been some vague aspects to this, but I think it's always from the get-go, Preston.
I'm over it.
The fact that you'll get to meet or be in proximity to and or meet people who have seen Tina Fey is well worth it.
Well, the Tina Fey thing is open to the public. Anybody can go, and it's tonight at 5 o'clock. It's called We Drink Pink Cocktail Hour at the Balcony Bar as part of Center City Sips.
And it's only 5 to 7. So
you get first access to the Mean Girl tickets before the public on sale.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's cool, too.
And they will go fast because this was a big hit on Broadway. I said, still on Broadway? I'm not sure. But anyway, this is the first time it's coming to the area. It's going to be big.
Yeah, so it's coming November 19th to December 1st. And the tickets will go on sale 7 o'clock tonight. So this, the 5 to 7, is your chance if you come out to the event to get the tickets before they go on sale to the general public.
Okay. And Tina Fey's a local girl.
Yeah, cool, right?
Upper Darby, right?
Yeah.
Where's she from? So that'll be cool. This story, we didn't get a chance to get to it yet. I'm gonna go ahead and break this out now because one of us here definitely can relate to this. This is a story that was in the Wall Street Journal, and the story goes as follows: When Sonia E. Wilson went to get a pedicure on the 4th of July, she didn't expect to wait at her neighborhood salon, figuring most women had rushed to get their nails done before the holiday. But women weren't the problem. The Brooklyn, New York salon was packed with men. Ms. Wilson learned that she was fourth in line after three men all having pedicures. She said, I don't mind men stepping up the grooming, but I can't say that I was happy to wait close to an hour while three of them were ahead of me, and I gave them the side eye the whole time. So what she's saying is now that these salons for pedicures are starting to fill up because guys are now getting on board with this.
My wife has mentioned this. The place where she goes, she sees guys coming in more frequently, and she goes to a place in Manayunk, and there are a lot more guys. You know,
there are a couple of guys at the salon that I go to that have a standing appointment. So, like, they go Tuesdays at 2 o'clock.
Okay,
and they have that appointment set. So, I mean, that's something you really. You know, maybe a woman would do that, but you wouldn't expect a man to do that. And they're coming in every single week, and I hear them say, "Okay, see you next week."
Okay, so let me ask you,
yeah, pedicure, please,
because Casey, you get pedicures.
Yes.
Why do you get them?
Well, I mean, for a lot of different reasons, mainly because I get ingrown toenails in my big toes.
Okay,
and they
you get them put in, or you just keep them?
No, I have them removed.
Okay,
so and so I don't go every week. I go. Like every 3 weeks or so. But I have to because I need to have those things dug out. And
that's something you can't do yourself.
It's something I prefer not to do myself.
Okay.
So
I would say the typical man goes, though, to clean up their feet and mm-hmm. to, you know, just have them not look so fugly.
As I was reading this story, Preston, is that a lot of them, especially now, they're obviously during the summer, open sandals, stuff like that, where their feet are on exhibit, and there is a vanity element to it. They want their feet to look
good.
That's
what I was curious about, if it has to do with how your feet look.
That apparently is a big
driver. I don't care what people's feet look like.
I have demon feet, cloven hooves. I mean, they're horrible from all the hiking that I do,
right.
And it's just this mangled mess of stuff that I guess you could say at one time looked like human feet.
Right,
but,
so
not anymore.
The ingrown toenail is the main reason that I give, because that's like the one that, you know, people, I think, accept more.
May
you know?
I ask you, because I, what exactly is an ingrown toenail?
It's just the
it's growing into the flesh?
Yeah. Essentially. It grows a little bit wider than the nail box, essentially.
All right, then maybe
but
I get
that.
If
you have an ingrown toenail, you should be going to a doctor.
I have. I've gone to foot doctors, and I've had it, like, surgically removed
or
whatever. So now this is just more of a maintenance thing, so it doesn't really get out of control.
Right. Is a nail box a thing? Is that the actual term, or did you make that up?
I just made that up.
Okay, I've never heard that.
This is a vagity that I use.
A vagity.
It's a vagity he came up with.
If
you had said nail box, I would. I would leave here believing that that is in the world of pedicures, a nail box is a thing.
So that's the main reason that, like, when people ask me why, because that I think is the most universally accepted on why a guy would go get his toes done. Secondly, it feels great. Okay, even like the pain of having ingrown toenails, like
pounded out.
I've come to enjoy that pain.
I thought you were going to say something else. I thought the same thing.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! It's that good, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah! I bring 2 pairs of underpants.
I'm looking at these all wrong.
So, and I'm sure you talk about it, the accepted answer, because I don't necessarily see getting pedicure as a feminine thing and a guy shouldn't do that. You're gay if you get that done. I don't see it as that way. I just don't, for me personally, I wouldn't get anything out of it. Yeah, it doesn't, well, I can trim my own toenails.
They'll throw that.
I don't need somebody picking at my toenails. Now, foot massage, that's a different thing. I like a foot massage. That's nice.
That's why they're becoming more popular, because most places now will give you the foot massage with just
a
classic.
How about they do it without the pedicure? How about just a foot massage? I'd be cool. See, I actually don't like somebody digging around in my nails.
But
that's uncomfortable
to me. But the more you get it, and I understand that. You've said that before, but the more you get it done, because they're actually like cleaning it up down there. It's why it hurts. The more you get it done, it doesn't hurt anymore. Like me,
I wouldn't
think that a pedicure is painful in any way.
So I'm with Preston.
But I get
we got manicures, maybe. And I felt like they were trying to extract information from me.
Because they were cleaning it up. I'm sure they were like cutting your cuticles, and you know, if you maintain that, it doesn't hurt.
So maybe I have sensitive feet.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you do.
Everybody does.
This, of all of us, he was
maybe
the foot
mine
model.
Are sensitiver than you.
You remember? Being a foot
don't
model,
use all these vaguities.
Being a foot model, I think you'd appreciate the pedicure and want to, you know,
I've given up
keep
those
it
days.
Tidied
I've
up
gone
down
native,
there.
And it's okay.
She makes the point, though, where I think if if you come back and you have not had any work done in a long time or forever,
right,
they've got to set the foundation, and probably maintenance feels better than the original going in and slash and burning what's going on there first, getting to the point where it can be a little bit more relaxing, because I did find the manicure uncomfortable.
Now, the second reason I was giving you guys, which is, the foot massage and all that sort of stuff, that is the other second universally accepted reason on why a man can get a pedicure. Now, I've been getting pedicures from the same woman for a few years now. We have an understanding. She gives me great leg and foot massages.
So they give you leg massages as well?
Calf.
Your calves.
How long does that go for?
Well, Kathy, how long? A full pedicure. Without the manicure, Kathy, how long is yours?
Mine is about, I'd say, 40 minutes.
Yeah. 40 minutes?
Mine's about an hour.
40 minutes
what?
Just rubbing your legs?
Yeah. So
they do, like, I mean, mine will do a full massage from, you know, your feet to maybe like your knee, a little bit above your knee. And then she does the stone massage. And that's just like a regular, you just make a pedicure appointment and that's what you're
getting. Hey, Casey, how long does it take before you complete?
Not very long. That's why I have to bring a couple pairs of underpants. So same thing, Kathy. I get like an exfoliating massage with the exfoliating cream. And then I get like a regular, you know, like lotion on the foot massage. And then the less accepted reason, and I've come to really not care what anybody thinks, I just think my toes look and my feet look pretty. So, and I wear,
That's the point. That's what I would say the point is to make them look pretty.
Yeah, but as a man, and unfortunately this is just, you know, how it's been for eons, you know, a man's not supposed to have pretty feet. And,
yeah,
you know,
they tell me a man's not supposed to put another man's genitals in his mouth, and I do it all the time.
And
I get that gay thing.
What? And painted toenails. But I wear sandals, like, pretty much from, like, spring all the way through fall until it's too cold to wear sandals. So I like the way painted toenails look.
And I see guys with the painted nails, these aren't... I don't see that anymore. To me, that's not like what are you doing? It just seems so common.
So
when you get, also, Casey is, I would think, not most,
the norm.
I'm not normal.
Not the norm. Well, we know that. Most people who are going in aren't going to get aren't going to get a color. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they'll either get statistically clear or nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. I just like the way the color looks, and usually my colors are festive. So, like, I went.
What's your color? I didn't even, is it yellow?
No, it's green for Eagles training camp.
Sports games.
Sports games.
So my nails will be green from now until the end of the season.
So my wife has the
football
lovely
season.
Yellow.
Football season, that is.
With your nail polish on your toes.
Sports games.
Yes.
I want to say something, but I don't want to make you angry.
Dude, you make me angry all the time anyway. So it's all right.
Doesn't matter.
It's all right.
It's interesting how you pick your feet to be the fashion statement, to be your to make sure that they look pretty.
Right.
Because...
when you've got your head to your ankles to work with.
A lot of the rest of you is just... As casual as could possibly be.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? But it's a thought out casual. So I started wearing like these fitted baseball caps, which are more
tailored,
if you will, you know,
thought
tailored
out
caps,
casual.
I go to Henri. we'll take it in just behind the temples.
Yeah.
Case, you enjoy the pedicure.
I do.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, listen, your orgasm.
But he said his number one reason, though, is because to make his feet look pretty.
Yeah. No. The number one reason is because of the toes. Because of the ingrown toenails. Really,
not the toe box.
Yeah. And then also, ever since I tore that ligament in my foot 4 years ago, three years ago.
In the trampoline park?
Oh, man. My feet really bother me. My left foot gives me big-time problems, so... in between pedicures, I get foot massages. I go to this place at the Springfield Mall.
Yeah.
I sit in a recliner and I get like a half hour, reflexology foot massage.
It's made a difference?
Yeah.
Do they do the thing where they snap on your toes like that?
Yeah. Yes. They do that
West Side Story?
The first time you have that done, because it feels like they're going to yank your toes right off.
Where it's like a... And they're popping them. Yeah.
They snap.
Yeah.
Well, no, they put the two fingers on there, and as they pull back, they snap.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Now, the same thing that happened at that place at the mall that happened at where I get my pedicures is I've had a few different people, you know, give me pedicures and give me foot massages, and
is that in the same building with your gynecologist?
No, but I have settled in on a particular person, and I'm like, I like the way they do it. And
you're
very
protective of your girl.
Well, because it's money being spent,
yes.
I want to make sure. And I've had like terrible pedicures.
You
Kathy, I'm sure you have as well, right? Where the woman just like freaking phones it in.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
It's like a bad massage.
Yeah.
You remember a bad massage.
Yep.
I just thought of something. Somebody texted something, and it's, Casey's new driver's license picture. There should be something that underneath this that says, but you should see this man's feet.
Yeah. But I will, listen, Preston, one of the coolest things you ever did for me, Preston, was you stuck up for me because somebody was calling me gay over and over again because I had gotten a pedicure, and I had gotten my nails painted. And as they say,
there's nothing wrong with that.
And there is.
Yes.
So, first of all, if I was gay, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
All right? So
yeah, the fact that you would have an issue with somebody being gay says something
about
the person saying that.
Yes.
And if you want to attack my manliness or manhood because I got my toenails painted, that you're saying more about yourself than you are about me, right? So that's just kind of where I'm at right now. So I've had people ask me about my pedicures, and it's not what you ask or what you say, it's how you say it. And I can tell automatically when you ask me about my toes whether or not you're an a-hole.
Okay. I didn't think of it, but that could be a good
litmus, like social barometer.
When people comment on the lipstick on my nipples, I know.
Right?
You know immediately.
Says a lot about
that. What are you asking about that for?
Yeah.
I wonder what compels somebody to text in, because we've gotten several, and it's just, in this day and age, who cares? If Casey wants to paint his nails, who cares?
Right?
Why does it bother you that may or may not make Casey gay? Like, what does that say about you that you take the time to actually text in that you getting your nails painted makes you a gay person?
Well, so they're busting chops and this.
Yeah, and they're stupid. You're an idiot if you text that in. I'm sorry.
Thank you for coming to my defense.
And
bro.
Part of it's the culture they've been raised in as well. So
they don't appreciate sports games.
Yeah, come on, man.
Sports games. I mean, these are his nails are green for Eagles training.
For Eagles football. So here's the deal. Some people hate having their feet touched, right? And I get it. So if you're that person.
I mean, if you don't ask.
If you're that man or woman.
Under a stall.
The pedicure's not for you. Now, if you don't mind a foot massage or, you know, a foot scratch or whatever, and you've never gotten a pedicure, go try it.
Try it out and get
the spa pedicure, not just a regular pedicure.
I'm thinking of trying it.
Yeah.
I mean, not getting my nails painted, but to try to make my feet resemble human feet again.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a spa pedicure and a regular pedicure?
Well, Kathy, what is your difference between a spa pedicure and a regular pedicure?
Do your feet wear little robes?
On each toe.
I think typically the spa pedicure includes the massage, but the place that I go to includes that. It depends on the salon, but it'll include more of a massage.
Okay. Yeah, mine is the exfoliating foot rub.
Ooh. All right, let me go to some calls. I have Dominic on the line. Hey, Dominic, good morning.
Yeah, what up, guys?
Yo, buddy, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. On the road to go to work.
That's great. What do you want to tell us about?
That's it. Now, what about your pedicures?
Yeah, they're not that bad. I go like once a month, man. It's not that bad at all. I honestly have a foot fetish, so I gotta keep them up to date.
You have a foot fetish?
Yeah.
For your own feet?
What's that?
For your own feet, or just feet, just a woman's foot in general, or you
well,
just
maybe
love
he means
feet?
He likes his attention on his feet.
Oh.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right. So you like to keep them clean,
yeah.
so your gal or guy can suck on them for you.
No. That's my personal thing. I just enjoy it.
So you do just enjoy your own feet, or you enjoy someone touching your feet? What is it?
No.
Why are you beating around the bush?
He wants to keep them clean and nice.
What animals are you having sex with?
But he's using the word fetish.
He's not getting off on his own feet.
He's using
How
the
do
word
you know?
Fetish. Is it fetish?
I have a foot fetish for women's feet, but I have too. But
okay.
I'm sure Kathy has some nice feet too.
Mm-hmm. I do, Dominic.
So in your appreciation and your fascination with women's feet, it makes you hyper aware of your own feet, and you want to keep them clean and tidy as well.
And Casey wouldn't be gay. That's just a societal bull crap thing. So
okay. Yeah.
Fine. Everything's fine with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Well, he's not gay. He's married with three kids.
Yeah, I'm not gay. My boyfriend.
His boyfriend,
thanks,
though,
Dominic.
Is very flamboyant.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
So I recently did this at home. It's called baby foot. And it's,
baby foot.
It's an exfoliation foot peel. It was like, I kind of want to get it for all of us, and we'll do it all here in the studio. Just put these little booties on. They have this like gel inside of them. You leave them on for an hour. You take them off, and then over the next like 5 to 7 days, all of the dead skin peels off.
Ugh.
Oh, dear.
What about the thing?
But listen, when it's done, it feels like a baby foot.
Have you done the fish? The little.
I did do that, yes.
And what was the result? Were these little fish gnaw away the dead skin on your
listen,
feet?
Listen, they gravitate to where the dead skin was, absolutely. Yeah. And they eat it off. And I mean, I wouldn't say it felt like, you know, like this peel.
Yeah.
But I didn't mind it. I did it with a friend of mine. She freaked out, paid all this money to have it done, and couldn't even put her feet in the thing. I'm like, didn't you know before this that you needed fish?
Right. There's a whole selling point.
Let me go to Dave here. This is interesting. Hi, Dave. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up, bud?
Hey, just wanted to give a call, let you guys know that I get one done on a weekly basis. Just for the fact that I had a father that had a foot infection later in life, and it's one of those things that every guy should get done, because later in life, your feet are probably one of the most important things to you. He passed away from a foot infection, wound up going up his leg, and it's something horrible, and I recommend every guy getting it done.
What was the cause of his foot infection?
It's kind of weird, because he had a bunch of calluses on the bottom that wound up getting infected and got cut open. So he had to.
Wow.
And he was diabetic, granted.
Oh.
But it did. That was the main cause, because, listen, if my dad would have got his feet taken care of, he probably might not have had that happen to him.
Okay. No, listen, it's wise to be aware of that. Obviously, diabetes is an extenuating circumstance there, but that's it. So, yeah, I mean, as a former foot model, Preston, do you think your feet could use a refurb?
No, my feet are fine.
Okay.
I don't pay attention to my feet anymore. I gave that up.
Yeah.
I found another vocation.
It was too vain.
It was.
Yeah.
And I got tired of that.
Will you do the foot peel with me if I bring it in?
Oh, my
God. Come on, we can all wear booties
together. Wanted to have us all get a pedicure during the show while it was, too.
I'm not
a great idea.
Really into stuff in between my toes and squishy things for extended amount of times. It's only for an hour.
I feel like it's going to make your feet look nice.
My feet, since I have psoriasis, it gets in your nails, fingers and toes. Yeah, so my feet are in bad shape in that regard, but they don't look good anymore. I've lost my youthful gleam.
It's kind of beautiful that both you and I have skin conditions and horrible feet.
And it's wonderful.
We were meant to happen.
God, my dad had the ugliest feet you've ever seen.
He sleeps like the Lost Boys.
I haven't seen him in ages, but yeah, man, big, gnarly, knobby, big toe with a big long nail on it.
And a mustache.
Oh, it's just, they were nasty looking feet.
I had, there was a girl I dated years ago who was honestly, I was like, let me see your license. I want to see if it said sloth. I mean, it was bad.
It was like hobbit feet.
Yeah.
I think Nick Murphy has ugly feet.
Does he?
Oh, really?
Yeah, one time years ago, I wanted to do a mystery foot contest. Yeah. I wanted to take a picture of show members' feet and post it online, see if people could figure out whose feet they were, and he wouldn't let me do it.
Really?
And I stopped the idea right there. He's like, man.
He's shaking his head right now.
Like, I don't know about
it. Does he have beautiful feet?
He's like, no, he said something about it. He's got a foot problem.
I've never seen Nick Murphy with a mad face.
Is he angry?
He looks like he's got mad
face. You look mad?
No.
Okay, you're not
mad.
I haven't come in here. Is that your mad look? I've never seen it before.
No, I just don't like feet, man.
You just don't like them.
They're gross.
Your own feet?
All feet.
Okay.
Casey, I love you. I'm sure you take great care of your feet. Sound like my nightmare.
Yeah. So Jackson's wife, Michelle, hates feet as well. So I probably every third pedicure, I'll send her a picture of my feet.
I think I always imagined her as being well appointed and having lovely feet.
Now, she doesn't like feet. She probably likes her own feet, but everybody else. So I had a friend of mine who got his foot run over by a backhoe. I mean, it was like,
how much did he pay for that?
He got paid for it. But his foot
I go to this place down in
his
the
foot
city.
Was flattened like a pancake. Ooh. It was terrible.
Right.
It looked like a cartoon. I could not wait to show her a picture of that.
On a side note, yeah. Preston, I've ordered those shoes.
Oh, yeah.
What shoes?
Did you see?
Steve goes, first, let me tell you this story. Steve goes, Preston, have you seen this ad on Instagram with these shoes? And I finished what he was going to say. The one where they're stomping on nails?
Tactical shoes?
Like, immediately.
Also, the sand goes through them?
No.
I don't know about that, but I mean, flat out nails on a board sticking straight up. This dude comes over with the shoes and just starts stomping on them and flattening the nails out. And I'm like, oh, come on.
And that the attire runs over.
Yeah. It's got like a steel toe of some type, I guess, or doesn't look like it.
We may have to put that to the test.
All right. So, anyhow, back to Nick Murphy and his feet.
Yeah.
Do you have ugly feet?
My like pinky toe like kind of crosses over, and
it's called a hammer toe.
I was always embarrassed about that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And maybe that contributes to my strong dislike of feet.
I have a little bit of a hammer thing going on my right foot, and then it's Coolio on my left foot.
Mm. Ooh, yeah. Nice. I told you my mom only has 8 toes.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Really?
On 1 foot.
Four toes.
John has 4 toes. That's from Lost.
Saeed reference.
Saeed. She had her pinky toes removed when she was a kid. Or not when she was a kid. Maybe she was a young adult. But and I've told you this before. She kept them in a jar.
No.
Yes. Of formaldehyde. And
that's cool.
For some reason, they were left in a glove compartment of a car they sold.
Oh my God.
So some lucky guy.
Somebody out there ended up with some pinky toes.
That is effed up.
Yeah, it is.
Back in the 1970s.
Thank you for your gift.
Mm-hmm. My mom's two big toes look like they've been doing the hand jive because they're pointing in the other direction.
Oh, they point outward?
Yes. It's weird. They go basically across her feet.
The big toes?
Yes.
Huh. Because my dad's got the second toe that's longer than the big toe and pointy. It points in the wrong direction, and it's longer, so it goes and out.
Is that a form of arthritis? Because your joints can start growing off in different directions as you get older.
It's something. Well, yeah, she had bad feet problems.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Bunions and whatnot.
You inherit bunions. Your feet from
I love
her.
That word.
Bunions.
Well,
are such. You just get the impression of a jug band.
Yeah.
I got bunions.
Yeah.
And when it gets rainy outside, it starts to tingling.
Yeah, I got bad feet. My
is that a bunion that we're looking up here? What is this?
That, all right, so we're looking at a picture.
We're looking at a screen now. It looks like to the left of the large toe is sort of a distended bone.
Yeah. The one that's pointing northeast?
Yeah.
That's what both of my mom's toes look like.
Okay.
Wow, yeah, man.
Pull up a picture of a bunion, please.
Yeah.
You would.
No. I think that's a bunion. So my cousin had to have both of the bunions on her feet removed.
Yeah.
And it was like painful. She couldn't walk for a while.
You guys ever heard of corns?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I'm getting hungry for corn nuts and funions.
You never hear that anymore. I have a corn on my foot.
No.
Bunion, a prominent bump on the inside of the foot. Big toe angled outwards and rotated inwards. So Yeah, your mom's got bunions.
Yeah, and I feel bad for women who wear, like, really tight shoes.
Is that how you get them?
Well, it couldn't have been. No, because she
you just
never...
get shoes with a bunion flap.
Yeah, but I feel like any women out there that wear high heels and wedges and things that squeeze their toes up, they're not doing themselves
that's a bad
any favors.
bunion flap.
It's like a trap door in pants.
Opening for nail box.
Nail box and bunion flap.
So that is a bunion. Okay, sure enough. Okay, people have been on hold for a while. Let me go to...
Get to their feet.
I'm going to go to John. He's been on for like 20 minutes. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up, bud?
Hey, man. You definitely got to try a pedicure.
I've had one. I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it? Well, I was going to say, you got to go to the right place, too. And mine lasts about an hour. And it's probably 15 minutes of cutting your toenails. The rest is massage of the foot. You know, I play a lot of sports. I got calluses on the bottom, you know, on your toes and on your heel. They rub them all down.
I'm coming around, dude. Listen, I can understand the sort of trial by fire at the initial stage because I'm with Preston on that. We had that manicure. I was like, who enjoys this?
I wasn't a fan of the manicure.
But if you say you go through the initial excruciating, crippling agony, everything will be good after that.
You get used to it. So after you get to one of your sports games, how often do you get one?
I can't believe people go every week or every 2 weeks. I go probably every 5 to 6 weeks. So I'm sure the girl's cringing every time I walk in there because the nails are longer than they should be.
John, from an athletic standpoint, if you're very active, do you think it benefits you to have this done?
Oh, it absolutely does. Absolutely. The feet feel better and more comfortable.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. I do, though, admit when I go to, like, to get a massage and hand and stone, which is, you know, the product, the place that I endorse.
That's your jawn.
I will mainly be like, okay, lower back, focus on that, blah, blah, blah. But I do want to do a whole body. And by the time they get down to the legs and feet, I'm like, oh.
It's time for your tootsies.
I forgot how good that feels.
You like that, don't you? You're a bad DJ.
Yeah, so.
You're a bad DJ. You're missing the post.
But the...
What do you like more, leg massage or head massage?
Leg. Yeah. Head massage is pretty good.
How about your testicles?
Dear Lord.
Oh, they're all wrinkly.
They're supposed to be that way.
Head. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hang on a second. Kenny has a question for Casey. Hi, Kenny. You have a question for Casey.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, what's up, buddy?
Hey, so, Casey, I also suffer from ingrown toenails, and I just worked at a convention out in L.A., and I walked 50 miles in 4 days. And I currently have ingrown toenail. When they dig it out, how bad does that actually hurt? Because I've never had one done.
Oh, it hurts so bad. But it feels so good.
So once it's finally eradicated and your toes are trimmed back to a proper level, would you classify it as night and day?
Night and day.
Would you classify
here's the deal.
Ebony and ivory?
If I have a really, really bad ingrown toenail, like a really bad cramp, I will go to the foot doctor, and what they'll do is they'll throw a little lidocaine in there, and they will surgically get that out. And you're watching the whole thing. You can't feel anything.
Right.
I've watched it, and you're like, wow, this looks like it hurts a lot, but I can't feel anything. And by the time everything's done, it's night and day difference. Now, if it's not that bad, and the other thing, Kathy, don't you find this weird? Like, when they get in there and they actually get something out, they, like, tap your foot. They're like, hey, look at this. Look at this. Like, look what I just dug out of your toe. It's
No, they don't do that to me.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they always do it to me.
She's saying they don't.
All right, Kenny, I don't know if that helped or not. But
it did, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Try not to walk 50 miles at the next convention.
I know, right?
Yeah, Case, I'm pretty routine, too. That's what I was saying, like, about maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
If you get it done, they're not...
How often do you get your pedicures?
I go every other week.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, then do you do your own maintenance on the week between?
No, you don't need to.
You don't need to.
Okay. My wife does them every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if Rochelle ever gets pedicures. I'm not sure. It's a good question.
My wife
sucking on them all the time.
By the way, Nick Murphy's looked like he wants to gag like 3 or 4 times during this conversation.
Man. When you were saying that they are digging stuff out of your feet, man, what?
when so like the nail will grow into the skin and then and it goes down. And like when my lady gets
a
good chunk of stuff. Like, because I'm usually not paying attention. I got, like, my headphones in. And I'm just, you know, playing.
Chunk of stuff from the toenail?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Like dirt, residual stuff. So,
sometimes, like, sock lint will work itself into there, stuff like that.
Yeah, and also, you walk around.
Lost pets.
You walk around with open toes a lot. So, I could see you getting a bunch of junk in there.
What's your woman's name that you, you don't want to give her away your name, right?
No, I don't want to give mine away either.
Dude, I told you, while I was going in the last time.
Brushed past you.
I opened the door for a girl.
Yeah.
Because I'm a gentleman. And she took my girl. I was like, oh, man, I should have let that door slam in your face. Because I had to get somebody else to do my nails.
Very protective of your woman.
Well, because like I said, man.
She does it right.
She does it right. And I've had people that don't. You know? Yeah. So we have an understanding.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You want a little love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I can't wait to show you this picture, Nick Murphy, of my friend's foot.
Is that what you're looking at right now?
Yeah.
Let me see.
You showed us before. It's awful.
I got to find it real quick.
Okay.
Because I have a million...
foot pictures?
Why are you looking for that? You guys, have anybody known anyone who has a foot fetish?
Yes. We used to have a former intern. You remember?
Yeah. Michael.
Michael sucks. Did he suck your feet on air? Or did he?
She let him.
Yeah.
She let him.
She let him. Or you guys forced me to. Either one.
Whatever. Yeah. Same thing. Was that sexual for him?
Yeah. Yeah. We believe
probably.
So.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I could never look him in the eyes again after that.
Uh-huh. He works at Helium now. So
yes, he does.
He's swing by and say
he's in charge of sucking feet.
But other than that, no, I haven't known anybody.
I knew a guy, and it was that's something that I don't get, and maybe somebody can explain it to me because
the foot fetish.
Yeah,
you know who has a massive one? Quentin Tarantino.
Yep,
they're always lingering, loving foot shots in his movies.
I don't have a foot fetish, but if a woman is wearing sexy shoes, I will take note of that.
I do like
okay.
that.
But I don't have a wow! I can't wait to
and it doesn't turn you off.
Yeah. No,
right?
Well, that doesn't. But I can it says something about the woman, which can be sexy.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Do you like a nice manicure? Like a
I do.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, ratty hands.
Yeah.
Or would be a turnoff for me.
Right.
Well manicured and
like a French manicure.
Not necessarily French, but that's with the white tips on them. But
Spanish.
Just it looks like that that they are or hands can be sexy. Let's put it that
yes,
way.
Yes, of course they can,
especially when they're wrapped around a.
Your Johnson.
No,
I wasn't going to say that.
Oh no, you're Howard Johnson. Your menu,
a baseball bat,
Louisville Slugger.
But hands can be very sexy.
Of course they can.
My sister used to bite her nails down. I mean, dude, to the quick.
Oh.
I mean,
so hot.
I think it was. I think it was part of. I think she had some. It was part of her issues.
Like yes.
Like she did it as you know, people would pull hair and things like
that. Yeah, sure.
Obsessive compulsive.
It was horrible until one day I said, Angie, I go, do you know how disgusting that is? And I don't mean that the habit of it. I'm like, it looks. It's a turnoff. I'm like, it looks gross. Men.
Don't you run the risk of also...
Oh, infection all disease. Kinds of stuff, yeah. All right, so yeah, Casey just showed me this picture of the dude's foot. It looks like he was crucified, Casey.
Yeah.
It looks like somebody put a big spike right through the center of his foot.
It
That's nasty. And it's really, really swollen, obviously, so...
Yikes.
Isn't that nasty?
Yikes.
Yeah. And it was run over by a backhoe.
Yeah.
It'd shatter the bones?
I mean, just crushed, pulverized every single bone because...
You should have had those shoes I just saw.
It was a shame because it was the backhoe driver's last day. He was retiring.
I've never run over a foot.
He felt terrible. He was really good at his job, but just these extenuating circumstances brought my friend closer to the back wheel. He ran over it.
And he regrets a little, well, I've never run over a foot.
Heard him scream, so then he stopped right on his foot, saw what had happened, and then started again and basically skidded out on his foot.
It's like barf and when the giant Yoda yogurt statue comes down on his foot.
Steve, I think they still gave him the gold watch where they had the inscription underneath it.
They just crossed out, never ran over a foot. You understand why we had to do that.
Interesting. Well, so, pedicures, the salons are starting to be overrun by men.
And, I mean, while that might be a bit of an inconvenience for women, it might mean more businesses like this will pop up if business is good.
Quick question.
Supply and demand.
Kathy, do you think women in general are besides this issue of having to wait to get the work done, do they like a man who's well appointed and his feet are taken care of and a pedicure and so on and so forth?
I would much rather see someone's feet taken care of, yes. Okay. On a guy. Not necessarily.
You don't go seeking it out, though.
No, I'm not going to go looking at people's feet. I don't have a fetish.
Women seeking feet.
But I think it's better than not.
I think I would rather not see any feet. Right. Just put that out there.
Yeah. Just cut off
the dude, if you want to get a pedicure, I'll get a pedicure.
Do you want to get it like we all get a pedicure here on air?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Hey, Bill Weston, I'm going to take off that.
All right, but anyhow, so guys, if you're into it, you're not alone. The trend is growing, actually, of men getting pedicures. So just thought we'd bring that up. Let's take a break. Now I'm going to do this. I'm going to give away some tickets to see Mean Girls, this stage show. Now here's the deal. I don't know what date that the show you're going to get to go. It runs the November 19th through December 1st. At the Kimmel Center, but you will get tickets.
That's awesome.
I'm going to give away the rest of our tickets right now, and we'll start with caller 11, and we'll go, because we have four pair left. So 11, 12, 13, and 14 at 215-263-WMMR. You will get tickets. Now, this is to promote the fact that Kathy and Marissa will be hosting an evening with Tina Fey tonight at the Kimmel Center. It's at 5 o'clock. It's 5 to 7. It's the We Drink Pink Cocktail hour at the Balcony Bar.
I love this.
As part of the Center City Sips. And you will, while you're there, you will get access to buy tickets to the Mean Girls stage show before they go on sale to the public. So that's part of the motivation to go there. But also, you get to see Tina Fey. Do a Q&A.
And B.
And Marissa and Kathy.
And so you add on the C, which is the fact that, again, you can jump ahead because it will sell out.
Sure.
If you're a fan and everyone, it got rave reviews, you want to jump in and get your tickets.
So to be clear, these tickets are for that you're going to win are to eventually go see Mean Girls. And I don't know the date. We'll get that worked out.
We just got an update, Preston. It's for cats.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's for now. 215-263-WMMR caller. Starting with caller 11, and we'll do four callers, and we'll set you up. We're going to take a break. Come back in just a second. Stay with us.
Preston and Steve Show Podcast. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Man, if the animals can find the strength, why can't we?
It's funny that you played that. I was just searching through some things to chat about. Because I've got a variety of stuff. We could do a junk drawer or whatever, but kind of like the if the animals can find the strength, why can't we? There was a list of things I saw on the internet.
Like the World Wide Web?
I don't know where what the source is, but it's 14 creepy and strange facts that literally had my jaw on the floor all day long.
Literally?
It's just weird stuff. So
I like stuff like this, like the site Mashable or what's the other one?
BuzzFeed.
Dumb lists.
And yeah.
You know what I love but hate is that 20 words one, because they make you click to every single page.
I hate that. And that's how they get the
20 words one.
It's the same thing. They list things, but you have to click for each slide.
Right. And that's how they get the hits.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like clickbait.
Well, here you go. I'll give you an example. The limitations of horses. Horses can't throw up. If they need to throw up, they'll die.
Really?
Didn't know that.
Huh.
I don't know if that's true or not. You just take these at face value because I don't have anything.
So how do they go out drinking?
I don't have anything. I don't have anything to back this stuff up.
Think about your cats and your dogs. Like, they're constantly vomiting up something.
Yeah.
In fact, that's the way I know that my cats are healthy, is if my entire floor is covered with vomit.
And other, hooved animals actually cheweth of the cud, as they say. So, like, the cows will puke it up and eat it, you know?
Right, man.
Horses almost physically can't.
Almost.
Vomit because of the power of the cutoff valve muscle. Also, the esophagus meets the stomach at an angle, which enhances the cutoff function when the horse's stomach is bloated with food or gas.
So no horse deep throat is what they're saying?
I got a horse lady. I just emailed her. She can call in.
Okay.
You have a horse lady?
Yeah, Katie.
Wow.
Katie the horse lady.
Yep. Come on, Kath.
Okay. But I mean, like...
You don't have a horse lady?
I don't have a horse. I used to have a horse lady. She was a masseuse. She,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, a massage therapist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was strong. I liked her.
She was strong,
she would beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, I loved
massage-wise. My son is allergic to horses, and he... So, therefore, he hates them. Which is pretty wild, because if we're driving by, well, oh, man, look at those gorgeous horses out there. He'll be like, ugh. it freaks him out.
Because
he gets these really sore, nasty rash all over his body.
I knew a girl growing up who was allergic, but yet, like, loved them, loved, you know, horse riding. And she would go, and then she took medication. It didn't always work, but it was the ultimate conundrum, because she loved him dearly but was allergic.
I used to ride horses as a kid, and I guess I developed the allergy later on in life. If I pet a horse, and especially if they like lick my hand, I'll get the red welts on my arm.
All right.
Oh, I can't.
And if I pet a horse, and then if I scratched my face once, I knew somebody who had a horse, and I scratched my face afterwards. Ooh. It like blew up the whole side of my face.
Wow.
Okay. I can't let donkeys teabag me. For some reason, they'll about break out high.
Wow.
Yeah.
Katie the horse lady. Hi, Katie.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good. So horses can't throw up? Tell us about
that. True story. They can't. You know, they're massive animals, but they have the most crazy sensitive systems, and they're fragile. So they literally can't throw up.
So what happens when they need to expel, you know, we've heard of like the fight or flight or the, you know, that like the vomit reflex is in nature is, you know, sort of can be ahead of a fright. How do they expel stuff like that?
So they literally can't. So they do what's called colic. So kind of like you hear like babies are colicky.
Right.
So a horse will colic, and they will exhibit signs of just discomfort and extreme pain. And I mean, it's bad enough that they'll throw themselves on the ground, and they'll hurt themselves. Uh-huh. You know, just trying to
trying to
get the pain go away.
Fix it. Yeah.
That's horrific.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different degrees of it. You know, sometimes you can get a horse to, you know, you can get them to relax. You give them painkillers. You walk them. They have, their intestines are really, really long. So sometimes trying to get rid of the pain, they'll lay down and roll, and then their intestines will get all tied up and in knots, and they have to go for surgery, and they'll get a blockage, and it's insane.
Yeah, taking care of horses is a lot of work, man.
It sure is.
It is.
My niece used to do that with a number of horses, and yeah, you're right, Preston. There's a precarious situation with them, and like in the winter and keeping them warm and the food.
Did you know that you can like timeshare horses?
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, she did.
We have some neighbors that do that.
I have a friend who owns part of, but he doesn't use it to ride it. It's a racehorse. So he's kind of like in on the, I guess,
the winnings.
The winnings, yeah.
Yeah, they syndicate horses, and then they...
Yeah, that's like an investor in it. I'm sorry, Katie, go ahead.
Yeah, but you're talking about timeshare horses. Like if you, you know, some horses, I mean, horses, even just riding horses, when people do competitions just for fun, it's quite expensive, and some of these horses will go for,
I'm doing it all wrong, because I send a horse down to a condo in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I'm time-sharing incorrectly.
Several hundred thousand dollars, you said. Wow.
Well, they'll send thousands and thousands of dollars, and just to lease, they call it leasing, to lease a horse to, you know, to be able to do a certain competition, and it's incredible the amount of money people spend.
They're beautiful animals.
Thanks, Katie. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Have you ever seen wild horses?
No.
Yeah.
I never have.
I did one time. Yeah. Out west. It was wild to see a...
Like a Mustang.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What about Assateague or Chincoteague? You can go down there. And
we have some friends that go to Chincoteague every year and see those horses run. You know, they go swim there through the water. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So here's another bizarre fact. Here's the strange way that vomit and Parmesan cheese are related.
So this is all a vomit thematic thing, sort of.
Oh, these first two are.
Yeah, two vomit stories.
No other vomit stories.
You're the expectorator.
The smell of vomit comes from butyric acid, as does the smell of Parmesan cheese. When given a sample of butyric acid to smell, test subjects were disgusted or pleased, depending on whether they were told it was puke or Parmesan.
It is very similar. I've always thought that. I've always thought the smell, especially I remember in school when someone would vomit, it would smell like Parmesan cheese.
Mm-hmm. I said this is sort of related. I sometimes... When
we touch?
When we touch. I brew coffee. I set the timer at night. So when I wake up in the morning, coffee is already brewing. Sometimes when I smell that coffee, I think the dog has pooped in my room.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so sometimes it's to me.
The best part of waking up
is poop in your room. Doesn't rhyme. I think they have similar smells.
Coffee and poop.
Yeah.
I think, for me, there's more of a similarity between the vomit thing and you're calling it butyric acid. What is it?
Butyric acid.
Butyric acid. Okay. And it's a similar aspect of Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it does.
Yeah, I agree.
But the coffee and poop thing, I've never put those two together.
It might go back to when my dog was a puppy.
Oh.
Because we had, when we had just brought him home, he had a couple accidents in the...
when cavemen would make coffee.
In the cage. So it might be, like, post-traumatic
they named
poop
Folgers.
Syndrome.
You know, though, that does...
Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Oh, that's a good dog name.
Yeah, yeah. Maxwell. I would say this, is that something that if you had an incident that you affixed a smell to, and we know... that smells can be your clearest memory.
Yeah.
That you associate it with something and it locks and loads, and that's why you have that.
I told you, like a day old or like a day or two old cantaloupe smells like vagina.
Really?
Vagina.
Yeah. Day old cantaloupe smells like vagina.
Wait, what do you mean like a day or two old after you get it from the store?
After you cut, like after it's cut open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gynecologists say that.
Ben's here today.
That old vaginas smell like cantaloupe.
Well, but hang on a second, guys.
Yeah, what?
Whose vagina are you smelling?
it was when I... God, I wanted to say something.
We're just keeping it nice and clear for editing purposes.
All you gotta do is whisper.
I don't think I can say that.
We can just raise the volume.
Doctor, yes, my vagina smells like a cantaloupe. My anus smells like a honeydew.
No, I love honeydew. I cannot eat cantaloupe after if it's fresh cut. Yes, next day, hell no.
Which
like
do you prefer,
vagina.
Honey? It's like a vagina. Honeydew or cantaloupe? Which do you prefer more?
Honeydew,
oh, yeah.
For
all
sure.
Right, so let me ask you: if you take a cantaloupe and flip it over. Does it taste like crap?
Well, listen, I have to admit, when you cut a cantaloupe in half, that middle section looks like something you could stick in there, probably.
Yep.
All right, anyway.
So we have garbage.
Does it make you miss your girlfriend, sweetheart?
We have scented garbage bags that smell like my college girlfriend.
Oh,
my freshman year girlfriend, yeah.
The Glade scented bags?
The Glade ones?
I do like those for the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I like to say my.
Well, you know me with scents. Yeah. No, I don't like. I just need the regular kitchen bag.
What part of her does it smell like?
Like her perfume.
No, okay.
I just like being able to say my ex girlfriend smells like a garbage bag. But
okay. All right.
But it actually smells nice.
It's a nice smelling.
Yeah.
Good. But to defend that,
yes.
It's a nice smelling garbage.
You
bag.
You smell like a garbage bag. It's a nice smelling garbage bag.
Okay. So anyhow.
Cantaloupe smells like vagina.
I will have to.
Not fresh, though.
Try that out because I am a fan of cantaloupe. I love
it. Let it sit for a day or two.
Okay.
Right. You got a fresh.
And then I'll just
warm it up and then violate it.
Feast on it.
We can't do all of these, by the way, Preston.
So I'm not going to.
Yeah, we're
going
to have to.
I'll save
back.
Some for another time.
Nice.
All right. This third one is called Ring of Death.
Ring of Death.
If you shine a flashlight or smartphone on a newborn sea turtle for too long, it will start crawling around in circles. Known as the Ring of Death, it means that the turtle's eyesight has been permanently damaged due to mistaking your lights for the moon as it guides it to the sea. And by doing this, you have doomed the sea turtle to death right after birth.
Oh, man. Dear God.
That's wild. While in Hawaii, the sea turtles are very, very protected. You cannot touch them. If someone... reports you as touching them, they can put you in jail for it.
Sure.
And,
I can understand that.
And they have, we saw some nests while they were out there, some areas that were guarded and flagged, and you don't go anywhere near the city. Now, you can swim with them, and we did, but you can't get too close to them. They're very protective of them.
My son was just on vacation, and in Mexico, they, in order to protect the sea turtles from some of the birds of prey, they allow people to sort of escort them from the beach to the ocean. So it's like this tourist attraction kind of thing, but you can hold. It's the opposite of what you were just describing in Hawaii, Preston.
Got your hands all over
them. Yeah, you do. And then they get them into the ocean, and then inevitably a bunch of the birds come down and get them anyway, but it's a way to get them from the beach into the water.
They're
so cool.
They are.
And that video of them right now, they're so cool.
That very precarious marched out of there, the sand down to the water, is that critical time, and that's when the seagulls will pick them off.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So don't shine lights at them. Because it can confuse them and end up killing them.
Knock it off.
That's one more?
One more.
Okay, one more. So, sloths can die from starvation with a full stomach.
Sloths can die from starvation with a full stomach. Now, how does this happen?
These are just the facts, ma'am. I don't have any follow-up on some of these things, and that's all it says. Sloths can die from starvation with a full stomach. So, we're just going to have to...
Live with it.
Yeah, you
deal with it as you see fit.
I don't want to live in a world where sloths can die with a full stomach of starvation.
Here we go.
Okay.
Their stomachs are multi-chambered.
Oh, similar to a cow's stomach in a house. House a mix of bacteria, which helps to slowly break down the leaves. It takes 2 weeks for a sloth to digest one meal, the slowest digestion time of any mammal. Okay. So sometimes it may not break it down quick enough to get the nutrients.
Take it all along.
The multi-chambered stomach. You know what? I found out the term, Steve, ruminate. You say that from time to time. There is a chamber in the cow's stomach that is called the rumen.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where the food will sit for a while and spend some time in there. So the ruminate... You say to kind of wait and think about it for a little while. That's where I think that's the origin of that word.
And ruminate is when a cow pleasures itself.
Ruminate. If you ruminate, okay, I guess so.
That's interesting, though. You could have a full stomach of one chamber, but because of the process, the breakdown process, you're actually going. You could starve, even though you have enough food in your body to feed you.
Yeah, I guess so.
What a dumb thing to do.
Okay, I will.
I like this.
I'll hang on to these. I'll cross the ones off. I've got there's 20 of these on here. And
any badgers?
We can eventually come back to them. No, there are armadillos, though. We'll eventually get to that. Yeah. All right, and with that, I'd like to give away some beer. We've got a case to give away. Philly Pale Ale from Yards. Hoppy, citrusy, and refreshing. It's summer's best beer. Let's take caller number 12 at 215-263-WMR. Don't forget, you can find Philly Pale Ale in bottles and cans wherever Yards beers are sold, including Joe Canal's Discount Liquor in Hamilton. We're going to take a quick break. Got a friend from NBC 10 who's stopping by here in just a moment, so we'll return. Stay with us.
Here we go.
Here comes the MM Army.
What's going on?
Join Brent Porce Thursday from 5 to 7 at the Exton Red Robin. They're celebrating 20 years with 1990s throwback prices on select menu items and different levels of fun each day this week. A portion of sales will be donated to the Lionville Volunteer Fire Company. Thursday from 6 to 8, it's Preston and Steve's Belly Flop Championship 2019 Battle of the Sexes at Valley Beach Poolside Club at Valley Forge Casino Resort. Admissions free for spectators 21 and up. Enjoy a dip in the pool plus drink specials, including beer buckets and belly flop jello shots. Valley Forge Casino Resort, Philly's only resort casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
93.3 WMMR. Everything and everywhere that rocks.
Let's take another stab at the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you by Dunkin'. Fuel your day with a freshly brewed iced coffee from Dunkin'. Dunkin' iced coffee is made just for you any way you like it, so stop by Dunkin' today. America runs on Dunkin'. Well, Cy and Tina Snyder got a call from their mail carrier on July 26th. They were told their mailbox was infested with flies.
Flies?
Yeah, and when they went to investigate, they took one look inside and closed the mailbox for good. Inside the mailbox were the intestines of what is estimated to be a raccoon. Cy said he's...
Who sent that to them?
He's experienced kids bashing his mailbox with a baseball bat, but nothing like this. The Snyders weren't the only ones. Another house sitting off the road, much like the Snyders, about a mile west, has two raccoon carcasses strung from the mailbox with intestines inside.
Whoa.
Another raccoon was nailed to an abandoned house about 7 miles away.
Somebody does not like raccoons.
The county sheriff, Doug Gaw, said that it's a serious crime. He said, obviously, if the animal was tortured or killed for a purpose such as this, it's pretty significant. Guy also said that this wasn't the first time that a dead raccoon had been seen nailed to the abandoned house, according to the woman who reported it.
Sounds almost demonic.
Yeah, the Snarters are worried that their rural home isn't safe. So I even linked the behaviors to that of serial killers who are known to kill animals. So that's pretty freaky.
I was enrolled in the Intestines of the Month Club for a while, but I had to stop for that very reason.
Well, at least they packaged it.
Yeah, they did package it right. Yeah.
So a pregnant woman who tried to steal from a grocery store actually went into labor as she was approached by security guards.
Ha!
This happened on Friday. According to police, a woman tried leaving the store with $255 in groceries without paying for them. Police say store security confronted the woman, and she was taken into custody but had to be escorted to the women's bathroom because she began going into labor. By the time officers arrived, she was already in delivery. So what a quick delivery.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Some customers say that they they didn't want to pass judgment because they couldn't help but feel bad for her being in that situation. But others say it shouldn't matter because she did what was wrong. What she did was wrong.
She did wrong things.
That was either one worse. Police say the woman that was taken to a medical taken to a local hospital so that she could deliver her child. She was later mailed a citation for retail theft. You remember we had the IndyCar winner in here the other day?
Yes.
Mr. Will Powers. Yep. Will Powers, yeah. He was telling us about go-karts and how fast they can go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a go-kart driver has died after crashing into a guardrail in an unlawful drag race at Showtime Speedway on Thursday night. The Pinellas Park police say the driver, Jesse Outlaw,
a convenient name.
Yeah, succumbed to catastrophic injuries at the hospital after the go-kart accident at the closed speedway. Police say officers responded Thursday night for a report of a go-kart accident. Upon further investigation, police learned Outlaw and another go-kart driver entered the speedway property from the to race one another. Police say the two go-kart drivers raced from the north end of the drag strip to the southern end, at which time they turned around and raced back in the same direction. Outlaw failed to observe a guardrail, crashed into it, and resulted in grave injuries.
Did they estimate his speed at the time of the crash?
They didn't. Right. He was not wearing a helmet or a safety harness.
Hmm.
The speedway was closed, and racing was not permitted on the strip at the time. And there are no charges at this time. However, there is an investigation that is still active.
You know, Will Powers was saying that they get up, what,
80 miles an hour? Yeah. All right, and then one last story. A Florida homeowner thinks that his gun was stolen during a sex party at his house.
Those damn sex parties.
He told deputies that somebody stole his 9mm Glock handgun from his bedroom nightstand and that it was taken at some point between July 19th and July 21st and reported later. The homeowner couldn't give detectives the names of the possible suspects because the 20 or so people attending the sex party wore masks, and he didn't know who they were.
It's one of those eyes wide shut parties.
Yep, the homeowner said the party was publicized on social media, and guests were encouraged to bring friends and to use fictitious names or no name at all.
He was wearing a Scooby-Doo costume.
He said Bill. He said that he probably only knew about 5 of the guests who entered the home that weekend. For that reason, Smith said it's unlikely that they'll solve the crime. And there you go. That's what I have for you in the Bizarre File.
I like it.
All right. We are welcoming to the studio a guest who is here to tell us about the Clear the Shelters event, which is coming up on Saturday. It's an annual event with NBC 10. Please welcome Crystal Clyde to the program. Hello, Crystal.
Hi, guys. Glad to be back.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah.
So you're getting set for the event this weekend.
Indeed. Yeah, the event. It's the 5th year that we'll be taking part in this, NBC 10 and Telemundo 62. It's one of my favorite events of the year because I am like...
You got your pet this way. You got Freckles is your dog, right?
Yeah. I got Freckles at a shelter out in Texas when I used to work in TV out in Texas. Yeah. And I'm such a huge advocate of going to shelters and rescues. And so this is an event that's near and dear to my heart. I do the Saturday segments for Clear the Shelters. And this is the best time to adopt a pet because with Clear the Shelters, there's over 60 shelters and rescues across the region that are waiving adoption fees. There might be some additional fees that apply, but that's a big chunk that you can save while also adding a friend to the family.
And it's good because also if you've been thinking about doing it, and it's obviously a good time to do it, you never want to do anything like this on a whim. You want it to be something that you're going to commit to because you're bringing a life into your house, and you want to be very, considerate of that life.
Absolutely.
But if you're going to do it, this is a great time to do it again because those charges are waived, and obviously you know there's just, there's, we're in what is, I guess, technically called one of the kitten seasons, and, yeah. and there's a lot of animals there. And for every time you an animal is adopted out, that creates room for another animal yep. to be saved. So yeah, it's a win-win.
You're saving two lives.
Yeah.
The one that you're taking your house, and then you're opening up a spot. So many of the shelters and rescues that we work with at NBC and Telemundo, they commonly are telling us, you know, we're at capacity. We can't take more animals right now. So we love this event because last year there was at least one shelter I know of that completely cleared, literally didn't have any animals left by then, which was amazing.
That is excellent.
Yeah, last year we had, they have over 1,500 pets that were adopted. And the cool thing, too, is it's not just dogs and cats, people think conventionally. There's some locations that have lizards, rabbits, there's even horses sometimes available. So that's all cool opportunities for folks as well.
Aww.
You know, you mentioned, too, though, and it's important to talk about, is that it's not just something where you come grab a pet in a week later you're sick of it and you
right yeah,
this is an important commitment. So it's not just like you can walk in and get the pet for free with these waived fees. You still have to go through, you know, the check, there's still paperwork, you still have to do a meet and greet. If you have other animals, they suggest you bring those in to meet the pets.
But you know, if you know you're ready, and you know if you are ready and this is something you've been waiting for, this is a good time to do it. So the list of the various shelters that are involved, is that on your website?
Absolutely. So you can go to NBC10.com and you can get all the information. Just search Clear the Shelters. You can also actually go to clearthesheltersshelters.com and
okay.
there's a map. You can type in your zip code and it'll give you your closest locations that are participating.
And it's all Saturday?
Saturday from most places open to close. Each place has different hours, so
okay.
that's another reason to head to the website so you can find out the hours at your location as they offer those waived adoptions.
What are the fees that are usually involved? Like how much does it usually cost you?
It kind of depends. I want to say that my dog, when I adopted him, was $100 the adoption
okay.
fee was.
Yeah.
But then sometimes there's still some other processing fees and things like that. Those are not going to be waived, but it's going to save you a nice chunk of change. And as we mentioned, if you've been thinking about doing it, then this is kind of a perfect opportunity to save a little cash
and yeah,
get ready for the holiday
yeah.
season.
There's
right?
no reason to not. Yeah, you can put that towards toys or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a good symmetry.
A few years ago, a friend of mine went at the end, like right around closing time, mm. and she went to one of the shelters, and there was a dog left over,
oh.
and she took the dog that was
oh.
left. Like she kind of waited
love
to see
that.
Who you know oh. who wasn't wanted, and she took him. And
that's
he's
so amazing.
Yeah, he's a great dog.
And
so, Crystal, what will you be doing on Saturday? Are you you going to be at a shelter? Are you broadcasting somewhere? Or what do you got
yes,
going
I'll
on?
Be out in Bensalem, and I'll be out there hopefully just kind of talking about the event on air and then putting together a little story of some of the folks that are able to adopt animals out there. But we have different crews that are going to be all over the region.
Okay.
Just trying to help support and really get the event forward. But it's not so much about us. It's more about the animals, getting them homes. And as I mentioned before, you can head to NBC10.com for all that.
Now, give me your Telemundo pronunciation again. You did a great job.
Telemundo.
Yeah.
10 to 5 on Saturday. Details, we'll have them on PrestonandSteve.com as well, so please go help if you can. It's great to see you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being here. Crystal Clark.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to break. We'll come back in a moment. Stay with us.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Check out the mobile app or go to WMMR.com. You'll figure it out from there.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
We'll pick a winner in a little while for the secret text word, not just yet. So if you have texted in, rock on. That'll be coming up in a little while. If you haven't yet, text word secret to 39333. Last ditch effort to get in there and win. And we got these four packs to give away from Metro by T-Mobile. So that's coming up in a little bit. But in the meantime, we're not going to have a call in for that because I'll tie up the phone lines. We need to do a lesson question for today. And we're going to give away tickets as MMR Rocks Zoc. God, my vowels are... I'm having trouble.
I am Zoc.
No, it's Zach Brown.
People of Earth, Zoc has come to your planet to save your environment.
Our new Zoc Overlord.
My name is Zoc.
It'd be Zoc Bran.
Oh, that sounds like a Game of Thrones character.
Zoc. Remember how Pierre was just saying the other day, one little slip up.
It's like Jocasse.
Well, you get
that one was great.
Jocasse. Okay.
All right.
Tickets to see Zach Brown.
Featuring Zach.
Friday, September 6th, BB&T Pavilion. The question I have for you. Hey, let's stick with this. What two words or phrases did Casey invent today? You can give me either one of them.
Yeah.
All right, so there were two of them. 215-263-WMMR. What two words or phrases did Casey invent today? You can give me either one of those, and that will net you the prize. 215-263-WMMR. Call now while you're calling. We're going to do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right. What stories do you regale us with today, Steve? I'm stopping.
All right.
I'm done.
All right. Well, Kylie Jenner saying she's not upset in the slightest that her dad, Caitlyn Jenner, accidentally posted a baby picture of Kendall on her 22nd birthday. Kylie says she made the mistake with Caitlyn accidentally posting a picture of her with balls.
Oh, my God.
He was once known as the hot felon. Do you remember this guy? Jeremy Meeks?
The blue eyes?
Yeah. And he's been dumped by his billionaire girlfriend of 2 years, Chloe Greene. Greene has apparently made it known that she wants to get back to the single life, while Meeks says he will probably return to jacking ATMs. And finally, Cara Delevingne going naked for the latest issue of Marie Claire, in which she opens up about her relationship with Ashley Benson. Delevingne invokes the old adage that the heart wants what the heart wants, adding that her heart wants vagina.
Mm.
And that's your Hollywood chat.
All right, we will see if we can find out if someone knows the answer to this. What two words, phrases did Casey invent today? Just give me one of them. And we can set you up with a prize. 215-263-WMMR is the number. Huh. All right, I'm going to go to Joe here first. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Joe, do you know one of the phrases of Casey or words Casey made up today?
Vagaries?
No.
No, that's a real word.
That's a legit word.
But I'll let you try again, though.
It wasn't vagaries.
It was...
He was listening. He's just confusing the two words.
Mm-hmm. Casey saying no.
Oh, sorry. You were close.
You went like this. I thought that meant no.
I was doing magic.
Oh, yeah. Look at this teacher. This handkerchief never ends.
Let me go to Tom. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
One of the words that Casey made up today.
He made up nailbox.
Nailbox. Yes. And the other one was vagaries. Hang on, Tom. Not vagaries, but vagaries. So close. So Tom is going to get, let's see here, a pair of tickets to MMR Rocks, Zach Brown Band, Friday, September 6th, BB&T Pavilion. Some tickets for both of the shows, September 6th and 7th, are still available. Ticketmaster.com. By the way, I had a flub off air yesterday. I was leaving. And I was getting on the elevator to go down to the West Lobby. And as the elevator opened up, a girl came off. She is, I think she's an intern down at Ben, our sister station. And when I see her, I normally see her like 5 a.m. coming into work. I've seen her a few times. And so it was weird seeing her on the way, me leaving and her coming in. And I go, oh, hey. And she goes, oh, wow, hi. And I go... And I said,
"Who are you?"
No, I said, "I go, yeah." Like that.
So polite.
And it was me trying to say,
"Get out of my face."
No, it was me trying to say, "No, like, yeah, it's, you know,
it's weird to see you."
Yeah,
now.
Like, oh my god, yeah, hey, how you doing? I think I was trying to say, "Yeah, hey, how you doing?"
Yeah.
And it came out, yeah. And so I get in the elevator, I'm by myself, the door closes, and I go, out loud, I go, yeah. I ask myself that question, like, did you just say, yeah?
Were you, like, a little nervous because she was a hot girl?
It might have been that, too, but yeah. But it's not like it was a hot girl I've never seen before.
Right.
She's attractive, but I've seen her before, and I've conversed.
Pretty.
Yeah. It was or something. Like I don't SpongeBob. Know.
Yeah.
But it's, the mouth has not been working. It's been, there have been issues, so... let's try it out on Music News.
Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! And it's brought to you by the Great Allentown Fair. Live and Bush bring the ultimate tour to the Great Allentown Fair, August 27th. For more information, you can go to allentownfair.com. So, in celebration of the album's 20th anniversary, Creed will reissue their 2-LP set, Human Clay, this fall. And this will mark the first vinyl availability of the album since a limited edition pressing in 1999. That album sold over 20 million units worldwide, by the way.
So, remind me, what were the...
Had a couple of big hits on it. Higher was on it. What If, Are You Ready, and the Grammy Award-winning single, With Arms Wide Open. So, Higher and With Arms Wide Open were huge, huge hits for Creed. Human Clay is the album credited for launching the band as mainstream stars and will be available in stores on October 11th. Man, do you remember when Scott Stapp recorded a song for the Tampa Bay's baseball team?
Was it for the Devil Rays?
It was for the Devil Rays. And we listened to it, and it was terrible. It was like, our bats are mighty.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
It was terrible.
Uh-huh. Oh, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
We were laughing at it, going, oh, dear God. I don't know why I just thought of that, but it was just... That was when he was on the way down.
It was almost as bad. So the Bears did the Super Bowl shuffle.
Yeah.
And so the Patriots, they like, quick, let's put together our own song. Do you guys remember their Super Bowl song?
I remember it was pretty horrible.
I remember telling me about it, but I don't remember it now.
It went something like, New England, the Patriots are we. New England, we'll beat the Bears of the NFC. It was awful.
Terrible. Well, you know.
Not like the Super Bowl shuffle was any better, but.
The Goldbergs did a whole episode based on the Eagles.
Oh, Buddy's watching you?
Yep.
And then do you guys remember, I think we even have the audio of the, I think when the Rams were in Los Angeles, do you guys remember the Rams song?
No.
Oh, it was like, ram it.
Ram it in there hard, then smell it.
Ram it deep,
and pull it out.
Yeah.
Wave it around and stick it back in. I'm sorry, guys. The front office is not happy with this one.
You have it?
Yeah, here it is.
I learned long ago to ram it just right. You can ram it all day and ram it all night. But enough about me. We hit a ram it, you see. If you ram it just right, you can ram it all night. Ram it.
Ram it.
Ram it.
Ram it.
Ram it.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
A little video game type music.
All right, other news. Flea has written a 400-page autobiography called Acid for the Children. It's been 5 years in the making and was originally scheduled for last year. The memoir, as promoted, takes readers on a deeply personal and revealing tour of Flea's formative years with hilarious anecdotes, poetical meditations, and occasional flights of fancy.
Huh.
Acid for the Children features a foreword by Patti Smith and is scheduled for release on November 5th. I hope he's doing some promo. I'd like to talk to Flea. I don't think we've ever spoken to Flea.
No, we've talked to...
I would like to talk to him.
God.
We've talked to Chad Smith.
Chad Smith, of course, yeah.
Yeah, we've had him on.
Have we ever had Anthony Kiedis on?
No.
Mm-mm.
But I've always been... I like Anthony.
Yeah.
And I like everybody in the band, but I've always been most intrigued by Flea. So we'll see if maybe he's going to do a promo tour on that. And then finally, Sting has just announced a new stop to his My Songs Tour itinerary. The just announced show is set for November 15th in Atlantic City. It'll be at the Hard Rock Live at the Estes Arena. Edis. Is it Edis or Estes?
Edis
Arena.
Edis.
General on sale tickets are set for this Friday at 10 a.m. Sting's latest album, which is titled My Songs, updates 15 of his solo and Police classics, featuring reimagined takes on Every Breath You Take, Walking on the Moon, Englishman in New York, Demolition Man, If I Ever Lose My Faith in You, and Message in a Bottle, among
and ram
others.
It.
And Ram It. Ram It.
Ram It.
Slam It.
Ram It. Ram It. Ram It. Ram It.
So, anyhow, I think I'd
ram it in the bottle.
I think I'd like to go see Mr. Sting, Mr. Sumner.
Have you ever seen him solo?
Not solo.
Yeah.
No, I've just seen the Police when they got back together, and that's the only time I've seen any member of the band perform live.
I have seen him live. He was actually filming something for, like, this big concert. It wasn't him, just...
It was Zoc.
It was not Zoc. It wasn't a Sting concert film. However, it was a concert film that had
Sting in it.
Right. And so that Desert Rose song was big back then.
Oh, yes, I remember
that
song.
And so they did it twice for the concert film.
It's funny because here you have a guy who's written some massive hits, but it'd be very hard for Sting to get any kind of airplay these days, right?
Yeah.
He has his fan base.
Contemporary there, maybe some jazz stuff. But right. he's not a hit maker anymore. But he can still sell records.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
We have the Scott Stapp
please.
Song, if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go.
Let's play ball, it's game day.
Oh, my God, this is real. This is real.
Yeah. Let's play ball, it's game day. We want strikeouts, base hits, double plays.
Seriously.
Take the field, hear the roar on the crowd. Hits and base hits and double players. We want walks and balks and bunts.
Yeah, it was the Marlins, not the Rays. That's what he says, Marlins, in that song.
Oh, the Marlins.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Marlins, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He writes for the wrong team.
One strike, two strikes, swing away. Swing that baseball, goddamn dare. A diving catch, a stolen base.
He's just pointing at things.
Yeah, exactly.
A fluorescent light, a guy with a mustache. Someone looking through her pocketbook. A perfect game, a triple play. Another playoff race, yes.
That's what I think he's saying, soar, right?
Yeah, soar like a fish.
Soar like a marlin.
It's a fish.
Yeah.
Take flight like a marlin all day.
Want to fly like a marlin.
Fly. In the ocean.
Mighty Marlin returns to its nest and sits on top of the Marlin eggs.
Wow.
That's just a song that you can't sing along to.
No.
And for a chant, or you can't get the crowd riled up with it.
Unfortunately, in sports, I don't think that rock really has a place to create an anthem for a team. I think that you can do it with, like, hip-hop and rap is a little bit more acceptable. And if you go to, like, the Eagles fight song, it's more marching and John Philip Sousa type of, you know what I mean? Military-sounding.
I love the Sixers one. I mean, that's kind of like a 70s-era funk, you know? And so that, but it's not rock, but it is a little more in
it's
our
a little
realm.
Different.
Yeah.
Remember when the Phils won the World Series? There was that.
In 2008 or 1980?
No, in 2008, they had the one song.
Gorilladelphia.
Gorilladelphia. That was kind of more rappish, right?
It was a little more hip hop. Yeah.
What was the name of it, though?
Unstoppable?
Unstoppable, yeah.
Unstoppable, yeah, that was it. That was
pretty good. Yeah, I like that.
But I think that it lends itself. I just don't think rock, I don't think you can make a team anthem from rock music.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah, well, okay. Then maybe I'm going to have to do something for the Eagles season. Just thinking out loud.
All right. Can you do it? Can you make it with rock?
It's going to be terrible.
It'll be better than Scott Stapp.
But it'll be singable.
Well, also the pacing. Okay.
That pace is not good.
It's almost like a sea song, you know?
Yeah.
It needs to be sung along to, though, right?
Do you mean that you actually do this with your arms?
Yeah, with like Popeye.
All right. Casey?
Well,
take flight all day.
Do you mean you will write a song or you will take an existing song and rewrite it?
I have not. I'd rather it be like...
An original, right?
Totally original.
Create a new one.
Yeah. You want to get some musicians to help you out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we get bombarded with songs when Eagle season starts, and they're all pretty bad.
I've never liked any of them.
Yeah.
Usually the production quality's bad, and then the song sucks, so that makes it hard to
it's hard to really get behind something that has nothing going for it.
I'm already thinking, like, maybe I'll do something like, fly all the way up.
Fly all the way up.
Oh, wait a minute.
Does
that
sound good to you guys?
That was great.
Fly all the way up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dumb. That was very dumb. That one wasn't good.
No.
But the video is great.
But it took flight. It soared.
You know my favorite video is
like a Marlin. Like
the guy running into the pole next to the train.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, when he ran into the wall.
Nice. Memories.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back in a moment. Now, before we get a winner for the secret text word, so Kathy, line me up a caller. What number should it be?
17.
All right. 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the secret text word. Caller number 17. You get to take a shot at it. We'll take a break and be right back.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Dirty Honey.
You know the time has come, so don't let me
Shine Down.
My monsters are real, and that train had a key.
Ghost.
Because it's mine.
New music, more of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
We're getting ready to wrap up the program, but we promised to give away a prize, and we keep our promises. So we are going to go for a caller. It was number 17 that we're looking for the secret text word. It's Mike.
Mike!
Who's on the line. Hey, Mike.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? Mike, give us that secret text word.
Connect
is correct. Nice job, Mike. Hang on the line, my man, because you won. We're going to take care of you, and we are going to set you up with a four-pack of four-packs from Metro by T-Mobile. A four-pack of general admission tickets to the Philadelphia Zoo, Adventure Aquarium, Clementon Park, and Splash World, and the Santana concert, which is August 24th at BB&T Pavilion. Planet Earth is calling, so recycle your old phones, please. Also, our winner, chosen at random, is Sean Lally, who is from Warminster, Pennsylvania. So same thing, gets a four pack of four packs.
That'd be 16 tickets, right?
So congratulations, it would be. And that's from Metro by T-Mobile. So thanks, man, we appreciate it. And we'll take care of you. It's all good.
Love it.
Thank you to the gang from Alpha Bravo K9 and Brad Fox being in this morning to promote Dining Out with the Dogs at the White Dog Cafe Monday, August 19th, and three locations, Wayne, Haverford, and University City. And go have dinner, and the money goes to help raise these animals and give them over to veterans who need them. Also, thank you to Crystal Clive from Clear the Shelters. Well, she's from NBC10.
Yeah.
And they're doing Clear the Shelters on Saturday. And all the information about both these events are available at PrestonSteve.com.
Do you know I actually end up with the sniffles at the end of the show as the temperature shifts? It's like, what the hell is going on?
Really?
Like,
every day you've noticed it?
Yeah, right, the past couple days.
Huh.
It's getting a little nippy. Maybe I'll dress like Kathy, like a Russian peasant.
I end up, I brought a hoodie here, and around 9 o'clock I put it on every morning because it just gets too freaking cold in here. But whatever. Hopefully they're going to get it figured out. Hey, Pierre.
The air is in the main studio. It'll be
really, you turn it one iota, and it goes 1,000% in that direction. In other words, it's too hot, you turn it just a little cooler, it becomes an ice box. Vice versa.
Ours doesn't even work.
Well,
you can do whatever you want it's going to be, it's going to do what it does. Sucks.
It is.
Maybe, have we ever tried messing with that one in there and see if it affects in here, in the main studio?
In studio, our studio.
In studio
what
R,
number is this studio?
I don't know.
I work.
PNS. I don't know. What is it?
They're all four something.
It's J.
Four J. Because what I love about the main air studio, I guess, well, maybe this would be the main, this is the biggest, but the main air studio is 4F, which means, of course, unfit for military service.
Correct.
I never put that together. But
broadcasting proudly from 4F. I wave the flag.
he's
giving up.
There's an American flag on a stick in here, and I'm waving it. Mm. And I love our troops, and God bless our troops. Oh dear!
But we don't want you as one of our troops.
If I was in the military,
can't even get the flag to stand up.
The flag is falling over that I put in. If I was in the military, we'd lose the war.
Mm. We've got to take out that machine gun nest. Send in Private Robert.
What did you leave the tank door open for, Pierre? The enemy's coming in there. Dude, I spaced it out. There's a coffee shop down the road in Iraq, and I thought I could. Anyway, never mind.
Oh dear! I forgot my gun.
Oh, I forgot to load it. Oh dear. Yeah. Oh, well, I wouldn't even know how to work it.
That's the detonators are still on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. Would be the overall.
Well, this last thing you want to hear on the battlefield is, Magoo, you've done it again.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
There it is.
All right. Well, we should do our letter of the day if you're ready. You are.
Oh, dear.
You are ready to fire.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
The Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by The Letter.
A as in album.
All right, and we are going to give away an indoor-outdoor folding tournament ping pong table by Corneo. Including a cover and an outdoor playing set, courtesy of Royal Billiard and Recreation. Make sure that you're ready for kickoff of the season ahead, and Royal Billiard and Recreation has everything you're going to need to make your place the palace and the place to watch the game. Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store, selling fun for over 30 years. You can visit royalbilliard.com. So we give that away on Friday, which is only 2 days away, which is great. Cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah. What's coming up?
We'll have on my program more tickets for Alice Cooper and Hailstorm and Motionless in White. That concert is part of our residency. It's Friday. Jackie Bam Bam will broadcast from the show. It's going to be fun. We will also, over the course of the show, have tickets for Lenny Kravitz coming to the Met later this month. We also, actually just next week, have Workforce Blocks of Green Day and the Beatles, because speaking of the Met, Ringo is at the Met tonight. So we'll focus on the Ring material. And he's got some really fun songs.
He does.
That show.
He does have great stuff.
I went to see Ringo a couple of years ago, and it was so much more fun than I thought it was going to be. I was excited to see another Beatle live, but it was because his all-star band all have music on their own, and it's not just all Ringo songs all night. The other band members, Steve Lukather from Toto plays a couple of and sings a couple of Toto songs. And when I saw them, Todd Rundgren was in the band.
Oh, great stuff.
You know, he did a few great songs. And Greg Raleigh from Journey and Santana did a few songs. It's a lot of fun.
It Don't Come Easy is one of my I love that song.
It's a great song. Easy. Yeah. Photograph, I mean, from his solo stuff.
Another great one.
Yeah. But, you know, Yellow Submarine.
Yeah. Well, with a little help from my friends.
All of that.
Yeah. Octopus's Garden. Lots of great stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to do some of those today in honor of Ringo being in town. We also have a Workforce Block of Green Day and Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. David Crosby's birthday is today. And we'll touch on some of the stuff they did at Woodstock. We got a big Woodstock celebration coming Friday at noon in honor of the 50th anniversary of the original show. But we're still in the anniversary. I think today was the last day in 94 of the 94 Woodstock, 25 years later, which I was at and covered. CSN is one of the few bands that played the original and 25 years later. So that's pretty cool.
McCarthy's in town this weekend. He's at the Folk Festival.
McCartney?
No, Crosby.
Oh.
David Crosby of CSN.
Yes, it is a nice day outside.
The weather is Nash fine. McCartney.
CSNM. I have a T-shirt that says Sync when CSNY got back together for the first time in the 80s, it's Stills, Nash, Crosby. No, Stills, Young, Nash, Crosby. And on the back it says, time for a change.
Ah.
And it's called Sync. Anyway, oh, and I have, this is very cool. I believe there's a specific reason why we're doing it today, which escapes me. However, this gentleman, well, it's the tightest show in the shipping business.
Okay? It is.
So don't laugh at me, Mr.
Not, laughing at something else.
Yeah, of course. I would laugh at me. I'm really worth laughing at. We've got, speaking of albums, on the vinyl cut today, we have a Blind Faith record we're going to play.
Love now, Blind Faith.
It's what's cool about this is that, you know, you guys give away so many cool things. In 1969, so I guess maybe we're coming on the 50th anniversary of the release of this record, and in 1969, there was a giveaway. We actually have audio of the giveaway with Dave Herman going, the first 25 people to write a card to MMR will get the new Blind Faith album. And I have a gentleman coming by who won one of those 25 records. And he still has the album. He's going to bring it by this afternoon, and we're going to play it.
Yay!
Wow! That's great.
Isn't that cool?
I love that. Awesome, man.
A little history there.
Yeah.
Good day today with Pierre, so make sure that you hang. I want to thank our sponsors. The Preston and Steve Show is brought to you by Winter Airport Parking, the fastest way in and out of Philly International. Also, Chorus Photography, the official photographers of the Preston and Steve Show, and Planet Fitness. Get the Planet Fitness Black Card, and you'll enjoy massage chairs, hydro massage, tanning, and more. Tomorrow is Thursday. We'll have comedian John Roy in the studio. We'll have stuff to give away. We'll have a good time. That's it. We are done. Rage on, and have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
I go out of my way to go to the grocery store to buy something I have a coupon for, and I forget to use the coupon. God, I hate myself sometimes.
Next message.
What's so good about today?
Today, MD came out! Woo! Hopefully no one just bought the last one, because I'm going to take him out! Woo!
Next message.
No, I want the
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.